You know, maybe we could be undefeated going into the game, and it happened.
Well, I tell you, you know, getting past some of those Southwest Illinois College Swicks, always tough to beat. Of course, Three Rivers. I mean, you think, boy, if you could somehow get past Three Rivers and by the skin
on the road,
on the road. So, I mean, if you could go get one at Three Rivers, that's not easy to do. So, tough schedule, but they were able to get there to 20-0, and then three of the last five though have come in overtime. Moberly's had a little easier route to get to their 19-0. As far as I say easier, as far as the score differentials, but it worked out to where we have an absolute jam packed Bob here tonight, because I don't know if you can fit too many more people in here without getting the fire marshal involved, because this place is about as full as I've seen it.
We'll talk about it with the coaches, but this may be the premier regular season matchup in all of junior college basketball this year, Kevin.
Yep.
Two top six teams. Both undefeated, 39-0 between them. We'll hear from Pat Smith, the Moberly head coach. We'll hear from Luke Strege, Mineral Area College head coach, as your pregame show continues right here on Super Talk 800.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
The Moberly Area Community College Greyhounds coming to Mineral Area, and going to be a fun one between the two programs, 39-0 on the season. And the Moberly squad ranked fourth in the country. Mineral Area College is ranked sixth in the country, so it's a game everybody's really looking forward to. And Pat, I covered your team during my days in Moberly and followed your career. You always had such fun teams to cover. Has this been a fun team for you to coach this year so far?
Yes, it really has, and so much of it, obviously, Chad, has to do with the winning. I mean, it beats the alternative of losing. But at the same time, they've just been a group that has really worked hard. We've had very few bad days, I think. One thing I've always said is even when you're winning, you got to coach your teams harder. You got to be demanding, and they've responded to that so far, because that allows your team to keep improving. And as we go into a very tough game Saturday, that's going to be a huge key, because even the next 3 days, we have to find a way to get better, because without a doubt, we're playing the best team we've played all year. Mineral Area has proven that. And I give a lot of respect and for a great job done so far to Coach Strege, his staff, and his players.
Some of your really fun teams and very successful ones utilized the press, converting those turnovers and into points on the other end. Is that a style that you've continued throughout your career, and is that a style that this team employs?
Oh, yeah, we press. I mean, we get after it full court. We use a variety of pressure. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's containment pressure. Our big thing is getting defensive stops. That's why a lot of people don't understand. We really want to get stops. We'll press you to give you something to think about, to try to wear and tear a little bit. Last night against State Fair, you know, it's kind of a close game early, and our pressure did just kind of take effect. Now, I'm going to say this. So many times, the better teams you play, especially with better guards, sometimes the less effective your pressure is. And I've just got a lot of respect for the guard play as well as the inside play of Mineral Area. So, and, you know, it's kind of funny, Chad. I don't go into any game saying, boy, we're going to press the entire game. We're going to do this. We just kind of play it by feel, see how the game's going. But, yeah, there'll be definitely some pressure thrown at Mineral Area on Saturday night, and I'm sure they'll throw some back at us.
Coach, I take a look at your roster and your game results and stats and things like that. You really have great balance. You have depth in your scoring. You've got size and quickness. Does this team have kind of all the components that you do look for?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I tell you what, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've really only got two kids back that played hardly any at all last year from our team that got to Hutch and ended up getting in the Sweet 16. We don't have a lot of experience back. We've added it's your normal junior college team. We've added some transfers. And then on top of that, we've got some freshmen that are playing key roles, which really encourages me for next year. But, you know, I tell you, I think we kind of have a little bit of everything. One thing that's really helped this team, we got multiple guys that can score. And as a consequence, if a couple guys aren't on, it seems like a couple other guys are. We got a big kid down low, a lot like Mineral Area, that can really score inside, gives us a dimension there. And then the biggest thing that's helped us, in my opinion, has just been our depth. We've been able to play 10 or 11 guys. We've been able to not worry about foul trouble and just basically go out there and line up and play, keep our pressure on as long as we can without worrying about, you know, hey, losing this guy because of fouls. Because when you're playing 10 or 11, I say this all the time, the only way you can press this day and time is if you truly don't care if you get in foul trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's been kind of what we've hung our hat on. And then we just had a lot of good offensive balance. You know, it's kind of interesting in that against Three Rivers, we came out, Delfinko Bogan was on fire. Then at the end of the first half, it was Brandon Better that really sparked us. And then the second half, Markwell Jackson just took over. So we've been able, at different times, even during a game, to have different people step up. And that's going to be a big key against Mineral Area, because the one thing I really think about them is they're so offensively gifted. It's kind of like the Packers and the Falcons. You're going to have to match offense with offense.
Coach, your teams have been so successful throughout the years. You mentioned Sweet 16 last year. You've gone deep in the tournament at several locations and in many different years. And I'm not asking you to predict anything, but as you take a look at your team this year, does it have the same kind of components that some of those other teams did have that had that great success?
You know, last year was a strange year, Chad, in that we lost 7 out of 9 games in one stretch. We lost, I think, we'll say 5 games by 14 points. And it was probably the most – we just couldn't score the ball. And I felt like all along we were holding teams in the 50s. Like Mineral Area, I think, was averaging 90, and they beat us 58-57. Indian Hills was averaging 100 points a game. They beat us 57-56. I just felt like if we could ever start scoring, we'd be all right. And then all of a sudden we kicked it in. We kind of dominated from that point on until we got beat by Hutch at Hutch. But I'm going to say this, it's really hard to predict. All I know is I don't mean to absolve myself from the question, but as a coach, the only two things you can worry about is what can I do today to make my team better? And then what can we do to get ready to win the next game? Mm-hmm. And you kind of get so focused on that, I don't really know. We're going to try to get as good as we can get. This team has had to play against some adversity before. We were down 15 with 5 minutes to go up at Highland. We had a trap game last week, and St. Louis Community College came in and played their tails off, and we barely survived that one. We've had some close calls. We still have to get more consistent. I mean, you know, last night we were very, very good. We played Wabash Valley that day down at the St. Louis Shootout. Probably not another team in the country could beat us that day. And then we've had some other games, Chad, where we have not been as good. And what I'm looking for is a consistency. And obviously, as we step into, without a doubt, the hardest game we've played all year, we're going to need that consistency of effort and execution. So I don't mean to, again, take myself away from the question, but right now we're still a work in progress, if that makes any sense.
It does. That response makes complete sense, Coach. I was talking to Coach Strege, and he said he's never been involved in a game like this. And in fact, there won't be another game in junior college basketball like this all year long, where you have the two top six ranked teams with a combined record of 39-0. Have you ever been in a game like that?
No, I've never been in a game like that. I mean, we had one stretch in my career. I think we were 63-3, but I don't remember a game like this. And, you know, I tell you, I told our guys last night after the game, I said, I've been at this 35 years, and I've never had two undefeated teams playing each other this late in the year. And I told them, I said, I asked you to do three things. Take care of yourselves, do what you're supposed to do, get yourself ready to play. And by taking care of themselves, I mean take care of their lives. Right? We've started school back, which I was thankful for and all that. I said the third thing, enjoy the moment. I said we've earned the right, Mineral Area's earned the right to play this game at this time, and it's going to come down to which team's going to be better. And as we go into tonight and into this game Saturday, I told them just make sure you enjoy the moment and make sure that you understand that we need to just do everything we can. And I'd almost say this, and I'm not, again, diminishing the value of the game, but the a loss or a win will not define your season, Chad. I mean, you know, there's a lot of basketball still to be played. And, you know, you deal with the fact that both us and Mineral could very well play three times. Us and Three Rivers could play three times. And all you try to do is you get yourself ready every game. And I know this is going to sound like so cliche-ish, but I'm not treating this any different than any other game. Mm-hmm. We throw everything we have into getting ready for every game. I don't care if it's a JV team, and we play one of those this year, or Mineral Area. You still have the same preparation. Yeah, obviously this is real exciting. I mean, I'm excited for our kids. I'm excited for our coaches. But with that said, it's kind of a test. We need to go down there and do the best we can to see where we're at against a really good team.
Really nice to hear from Pat Smith, head coach for the Moberly Greyhounds, looking forward to the matchup with Mineral Area College.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
We're going to be joined by Luke Strege now, the Mineral Area College head man, 20-0 for the Mac Cardinals, 19-0 for the Moberly Greyhounds, and both ranked in the top six of the country. And Coach, we kind of saved the conversation until after we knew everybody was going to be undefeated in this matchup. But this might not be actually unprecedented, but it's very, very rare to get a matchup like this.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, you just don't it's very difficult to go unbeaten this long. 20 games in a row is just unheard of. I've never been a part of a team that has done it before. The longest streak I've ever had was 16. And then, you know, to get two teams in the same state in this late, I guess, you know, a lot of states and their junior college stuff, they'll start their conference play earlier. So you might get a 10-0 against an 8-0 or something like that. You know, we just haven't played Moberly here till the end of January. And they're very good, and I think that we have a good team, so it just doesn't happen very often. Sometimes you might get it in the national tournament. If you get good enough teams, you know, that can go through their season undefeated, they might meet a championship game or something like that. But to get a home game with two teams who are about around 20-0 is pretty rare.
In fact, I talked with Pat Smith. He's coached for 35 years, and he said he's never been in a game like this.
Yeah, so he's coached for 35. I've coached for 1.5. I think that's advantage Moberly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, he's a great coach, and he's always been a very good coach. I mean, Coach Smith, I've recruited his teams for a long time, and you know, they're very good. So for him to say something like that, it's very special. We've heard from former players and coaches and, you know, alumni and fans and stuff like that, that they haven't had anything like this here at Mac ever before. You know, teams start 20-0, and so it's special with a program with this much history to do something that's never been done before is a special moment. And yet it's just a game, you know, it's just one game. We really haven't accomplished anything. We're 2-0 in our region, and this one would put us at 3-0. And you've got to win your home games in this region. It's very, very important. And that's why we need our fans there. We've got to win these home games, because winning on the road is really, really hard.
You've both said that the opposition today is the best that each of you has played so far this year. Moberly loves to press. They love to pressure. They have tremendous depth. Stylistically, do they remind you of anybody that you've played this year?
You know, they remind me of us.
Yeah.
You know, you watch some of the things that they do, and after a make, they – you know, they want to press you, and at times it's not even really to trap and get you to turn over. It's just to kind of wear you out and just to put that pressure on you and just to lean on you and wear you out as the game goes on. You know, some of the things that we do defensively is very similar to what they do. They want to shoot a ton of threes offensively. You look to score off their turnovers and get easy buckets. We do similar things. So, you know, we run different things. Obviously, we're different programs. But the way we go about beating teams or have beaten teams here lately is pretty similar. And, you know, at times you get into a game where the styles are different. In this one, they're pretty similar. It's going to be the team that executes better and the team that can turn the other team over more, I think, is going to have an advantage.
Luke, this is a Greyhound ball club that is tremendously deep like yours. So not only stylistically, but is this the deepest team that you think you've faced?
Probably. You know, they've got guys that come off the bench that can really, really play. You know, I think what's similar to us. I think they start five guys who are all really, really good, but yet they come off the bench with a couple guys who
may even make them longer and more athletic and better. Mm-hmm. Are they the deepest? You know, I don't know. I get so locked into one team, it's hard for me to remember.
Yeah.
This is the best team we've played. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
And they're really well coached.
I don't think there's any way that any team in the country has played more high-leverage, pressure-packed possessions than yours has over the past month.
Yeah.
Do your guys feel pressure, do you think? What's your read on them? I mean, the winning streak grows, the overtime games, but they just play through.
You know, I think you hit on something that in a close game, in a big game for us is important, that we've been through this before. So when we get in that situation, our guys have had success, and they know how to be successful. You know, when we get into an overtime game or a close game, there is no panic. It's something that maybe we can draw on because this is going to be a good game. You know, you're not going to win games like this by 30 or, you know, they just won a game against State Fair by 50 points. They beat a region team by 50 points. They have been on the road only two times in true road games, Moberly has. Only twice so far this year have they been in a true road game. So, you know, we get a great crowd. We start to wear on a little bit. We get in a close game, and our crowd is there. We can draw on that experience a little more than they can, where they haven't been on the road and they haven't played these close games. You know, maybe we can use that to our advantage. And then the opposite is they haven't put themselves in the situation to be in close games.
Where do you think this will be won or lost?
Yeah. So, all right, I'll give you three things. Value in the basketball. You've got to value the basketball against both these teams, us and them, because turnovers lead to easy points. And in a game where points, you know, are going to be important, it's going to be a close game, valuing the basketball is very important. Contesting shots around the perimeter, making it tough to make jump shots in this game will be very important because that's what they want to do, and we're shooting the ball really well. So the team that defends the arc will be successful in this game. And then rebounding in this game is enormous. You know, they remind me of a Three Rivers team from like last year or here in the past few years where they're relentless to the glass. So the team that rebounds the basketball the best will have an advantage. Those are three areas in the game that we've focused on that will be very important and will help us be successful.
Yeah. Final question. I would think that both of you, both teams, would probably, as good as they are already, would be much better teams, win or lose, just for having played this one.
We'll see. I think you can draw from things like that in close games and learn from games. I think that happens more early in the year where you can draw from things like that. At this point, a lot of teams are who they are. Now, you can make, you know, a little bit of change, and you can progress 1% each day, but you know, Moberly is who they are right now, and they're probably going to be similar here in about a month. We are pretty similar to what we'll be here in a month. We're both good teams. I think that, you know, this is one game. This is going to give one of us a head start on the other as far as in the region. We're both 2-0. One team's going to be 3-0. One's going to be 2-1. But yet we've got to play again. We've both got to play five more region games. They have not played a road region game yet. You know, we've found a way to win two. So, you know, this is a big game. We're going to learn a lot about each other, but this is just round one. And the winner of this game will have a leg up in the standings. But the winner of this game is not given anything other than just an early lead.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Have fun.
Thank you.
That's Luke Strege joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
We'll be right back.
Well, let's meet our starters in this matchup tonight. Fourth-ranked Moberly, sixth-ranked Mac. You ever seen the field house more crowded than this, Kevin?
Never. You know, back in the day, this place used to really bring in a lot of people, but you really can't fit any more in. They've got them around two or three deep around the sides, and there's no seats to be had. People are begging for seats right now.
I'm glad that we have ours.
Yes, that's right.
Moberly Greyhounds will start Jabari Antwine out of Chicago, a six-foot sophomore. Leonard Harper Baker, a six-foot, six-inch sophomore from Detroit. Delfinko Bogan, a 5'9 sophomore from Charleston, Missouri. Brandon Better leads him in scoring at 17.5. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Washington, D.C. DeMarco Owens, a 6'7 sophomore out of St. Louis. Mineral Area Cardinals with their customary starting five, Sean Roundtree, Darius Thompson, Devin Thomas, Zach Cuthbertson, and Lamar Morgan. Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore from Edwardsville, Illinois. Darius Thompson's a 6'2 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. Devin Thomas, a 6'8 sophomore from Richmond, Indiana. Zach Cuthbertson, 6'7, a sophomore from Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. And Lamar Morgan, a 6'5 sophomore from Willingboro, New Jersey. Your tip-off next.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
We're open.
What's open?
Flig's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute, I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Two teams, 39 games, no losses. Something's got to give. At 20-0, the Mineral Area Cardinals have been living on the edge with overtime wins in three of their last five games.
Head of the circle three, Roundtree. Yeah, he did it again! Sean Roundtree, double deuce! 22 for Roundtree!
But the more they are tested, the more they come through in the clutch.
So now Mac needs a three, and with only 17 seconds left, Roundtree has it, head of the circle, Sean to the right wing, Miller tries, kicks it out, Roundtree for the tie!
Yes! Boom!
Sean Roundtree ties it up, and we are going to overtime!
Mac has been pushed to the brink, but with every challenge comes another fantastic finish.
Morgan's outside of the arc, Thomas falling for the basketball, but Morgan tries a three, covered up three, and it just knocked the bottom out of it!
Tonight, Mac will face a challenge greater than any they've faced all season. You see, not only are the Cardinals unbeaten, but so are the Moberly Greyhounds. Luke Strege says it's a matchup that the entire country will be paying attention to.
Something like this will not happen anywhere else in the country. This will be the biggest junior college regular season game in the country.
In fact, in his four decades of coaching, Pat Smith has never been in a game like this.
I've never been in a game like that. I've been at this 35 years, and I've never had two undefeated teams playing each other this late in the year.
Two teams, 39 games, no losses. Something's got to give. It's the Cardinals. It's the Greyhounds. And it's next on Super Talk 800.
Well, there's not a seat to be had in the house. The Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse is rocking tonight. Two undefeated teams, both ranked in the top six of the country. And somebody's going home with a loss tonight. Moberly Greyhounds come in at 19-0. Your Mineral Area College Cardinals, 20-0 on the season. Tip-off just a moment away. Moberly and their Road Reds. They've got gray stripes down the side, white numbers and letters. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are in their white uniforms. They've got the black and red stripes down the sides, the dots. They've got the black numbers and letters with the red outline. All the seats are taken. Standing room only is three deep. The concession stands are packed. And we've got the best seat in the house. We'll bring you all the action right here on Super Talk 800. Kevin White, you played here. Kevin Thurman, you played here.
Right.
You've been to just about every game here. Has there ever been greater anticipation?
I don't think so. You know, we've kind of been building this up for the last several weeks as both teams just kept winning and winning and winning, moving higher and higher in the ranks. And you got two of the top 10, top six teams, actually, ranked number four for Moberly, number six for Mineral Area. They've been there for the last several weeks, but they just keep winning, and this is very exciting.
Devin Thomas going to jump it up for Mac. Mac going to push it right to left as we look at and describe the action to you. He'll go against DeMarco Owens for the Greyhounds of Moberly. The officials are ready. They'll come to the center circle. And we've got basketball on the air on Super Talk 800 as the tip is won by Mac. Roundtree has it, and away we go. Half court, man-to-man pressure by Moberly. Roundtree over to the right wing. This is Thomas now. Thomas hands it off to Cuthbertson, who does have the double boat ponytails as promised tonight.
Yes, he does.
Down underneath, they lob for Thomas. He touches it. It's out of bounds, but is it deflected by Moberly? It is.
Yeah.
Smack basketball. Roundtree to put it in play. He's left of the bucket along the baseline. Roundtree looks for Cuthbertson on the back cut, finds him. Zach slashes in and scores it. And the Cardinals strike first. Full court pressure by Mack. Pressure broken into the forecourt. Delfinko Bogan, what a name. Over to the right wing, this is Jabari Antwine. Antwine to the head of the circle. Brandon Better leads him in scoring on the air at 17.5 points a game. Better's got it on the left wing. Over to the right wing, this is Antwine with it. Antwine trying to chisel in. He's at the right elbow. 17-footer wouldn't go off the window. And the rebound taken down by Thomas. Thomas up the floor. Roundtree's got it. Roundtree driving in. Left side layup. Oh, we missed it. And the rebound taken down by DeMarco Owens. Owens hands it off to Bogan. Bogan on the right wing. Watched by Roundtree. Bogan curling around and flips it over the left corner. Antwine. Antwine is guarded by Black over there. Thompson closing him out. Here's Better now. It's Better against Morgan. Better scoots back, launches a three. It's blocked by Cuthbertson. Mack has it now, pushing it up the floor. Zach in the deep right corner now. Works it back out to Thompson. A 2-0 lead for Mack over Moberly. 18:35 remaining in the first half. Devin Thomas has it ahead of the circle. Was watching college hoops today. There's a Devin Thomas in Division I basketball already that plays for Oklahoma State. And he's left-handed. A drive by Thompson. He slashes in and banks it in. And Darius Thompson puts two on the board. Mack leads it 4-0. Just about 2 minutes in. Right wing Bogan. Bogan to the top of the key. Pump fake by Antwine over to Better. Back to Antwine now. Antwine looks to the right corner. Nobody home. Mineral Area in a half court. Man-to-man defensive pressure set. Over to the left corner, Better, just inside of the arc. This one rims in and out. Antwine grabs the rebound. Plays the left elbow. Harper Baker sends it out front. and Bogan traveled with it. Mack has it back.
Tell you what, off to a good start for Minnesota College here. Off to a 4-0 start 2 minutes into this game and doing some nice defensive pressure as well.
Yeah, defense has been very solid. Mack has it in the backcourt now. Just token pressure this time by Moberly. Roundtree crosses the timeline. He's guarded by Harper Baker. Roundtree to the right wing. This is Thompson. Thompson curls off a screen by Thomas. Left wing, pump fake on the three. Doesn't want it. Plays it down underneath now. Thomas attacks and banks it in. And Mack scores the first 6 points. Great play by Devin Thomas. He's been sick, but he's reaching back toward the height of his powers right now, and he looks strong right there. Good drive by Owens that time. DeMarco perhaps a little bit more fleet of foot than he might look.
Yeah.
He kind of lumbers along, and then he attacks the basket, and all of a sudden, he explodes to the rim. A three-pointer by Morgan. Missed it. Thomas has the rebound. Off the window, the shot won't go, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. I think this Moberly team might test the depth of the Cardinals more than other teams that we've seen this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't gone against a lot of teams that are this big. Boy, you talk about some big bodies this Moberly team brings.
Austin Trice getting to check in. Trice scores six a game off the bench as Thomas misses the front end of the free throw. Barkwell Jackson scores 11.6 off the bench. Tyrese White with 6 points off the bench. McIntosh with four off the bench. Owens with five off the bench. I mean, they just keep bringing them. And now the second shot by Thomas. And he cuts the cords. And Mineral Area College leads 7-2. We're 3 minutes in. Here comes Jabari Antwine in the backcourt. Ball tapped away. Roundtree has it. It's a 3-on-2. Sean plays it to Morgan. Morgan, middle of the lane. Elevate. Shot won't go. And the rebound taken back down by Antwine. Antwine across the timeline. Behind the back he goes, lobs over to the left corner. Harper Baker tries to stretch it out with a three, missed it. Roundtree with a long rebound, and Mack is on the run. It's a 3-on-4, but a great pass up the floor to Cuthbertson, and it doesn't get better than him running the floor, and he's fouled on his way to the hole. Whistle going against Delfinko. But you ever heard the first name Delfinko?
Delfinko, no.
That's a fun
never
one, huh?
Happened. You know, 3.5 minutes into this game so far, all Minnesota College.
Yes. And Cuthbertson is at the free throw line trying to stretch that lead. His first free throw is perfect. 75% on the year for Zach. He's got 3 points, and Mack is on top by six. They led 6-0, and so they have a chance to stretch their largest lead into seven if Zach can hit this one, but he missed it. And the rebound taken down by Moberly. An 8-2 advantage for Mack. And a ball that's slapped out of bounds on a nice closeout by Morgan. We've seen Lamar really focus on making himself really into a, not that he wasn't, but a more complete basketball player the past five games or so.
Oh, I agree. You know, he came in this year as a good setup, three-point shooter, good shooter, but he's doing a good job rebounding, getting steals, everything.
A pass all the way across from one corner to the other corner. Better drives in, and Morgan throws the shot out of bounds. Lamar's only his fifth block of the year, but he got up and he got tough. So Moberly basketball, they'll put it in play right of the bucket along the baseline. Graham's working with it. They bounce it in. That's to Markwell Jackson, and he misses the jumper from the right baseline. Mack with a rebound. One and done proposition for the Greyhounds. Roundtree's got it. Roundtree dribbling it out between the circles, guarded by Better. Over to the right wing. And this is Thompson. Thompson right back to Sean Roundtree, head of the circle. 13 on the shot clock, 16:05 on the game clock in the first half. And Mack leads 8-2 over the visitors from Moberly. High post, this is Cuthbertson, slashes in, double clutches, and banks it off the window. It's the Zach attack. He's got five. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead it 10-2 over the fourth-ranked team in the country. We're back in a minute on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Kevin, the Moberly Greyhounds are 19-0. They're beating people by 40 points per game on average, but a great start by the Cardinals.
Yeah, you can't ask for a better start than what we've got so far. You know, 4 minutes into this game, and we're up 10-2, and the momentum so far is all going Monterey College way. Let's just see if we can keep that going.
Luke Strakey goes to his bench during this timeout. Jabril Diallo checks in. Amar Miller checks in. Mark Laros checks in. You've got Black and Cuthbertson remaining on the floor. You know, a game with this much hype, too, you get amped up, and a lot of times you'll get a little more tired during that first stretch out there. So Luke Strady getting a quick substitution out there. There's a kick by Cuthbertson, and Moberly will have it back. They'll put it in play right in front of their own bench to our left. Full court pressure by the Cardinals. Over on that sideline, Leonard Harper Baker out of Detroit, Michigan, plays it into Brandon Better. Better lobs it back over to Antwine at midcourt. Antwine driving it on Cuthbertson. Euro step plus one, and he walked his way to the hole.
That's a good way to put it, Euro step plus one. As he did try to make a good move, the Euro step just took an extra step in the process.
So full court pressure one way and full court pressure the other way. And now it's Diallo and Miller in charge of breaking this pressure. And Diallo does break it initially, but then lost the dribble and kicked it out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Greyhounds. You know, you played in that old venue up in Moberly, the, what they call it?
Yeah, the pit.
The old pit that was, right. All the stands were right on top, and they even had the second floor that was right on top of the balconies.
It seemed like they were just right over us. I don't know, it just seemed like there were just people everywhere right on top of us.
They've got a great venue now, but the activity center not quite the same. Moberly basketball, and Trice nearly turned it over. Got it back, though, Antwine. Has it on the right wing, extended over the left wing. Harper Baker now bounces it down to the left corner and sails it out of bounds. Turnover, and Mack has it back. Full court pressure by Moberly, just like last time. Last time down the floor, Diallo lost it out of bounds. Miller to put it in play. Fires it into Cuthbertson, back to Miller. Miller in the backcourt. And now the clock buzzing. They have a question for the officials. 15-19 remaining in the first half. 10-2 lead as this Mineral Area College Cardinal defense has come out with blood in their eyes tonight.
Well, they sure have. Again, you know, this is just a super good start for the college, for Mineral College. And I think they're having some more technical difficulty now with the shot clock, the clocks on the, that are above each of these goals. One of them on the Moberly side.
I didn't notice it going out this time, but it must have. And the officials have just told Luke Strege this is the last. They say if it goes out again, they're shutting him off.
Right.
To avoid interruptions. And I imagine they told the same thing to Pat Smith.
Yeah.
So here's Diallo in the backcourt. Trying to break that pressure with the dribble. Gets it into the forecourt now. So half court, 2-3 zone played by Moberly here. The Cardinals lead at 10-2. We're 5 minutes in. Miller's got it on the right wing, spins a 360, looks for a drive, goes to the right corner, Cuthbertson, back out, Miller left wing, Thompson. Thompson slashes through, gets to the middle, plays to Miller, over to the right wing, Cuthbertson, pump fake on the three, slides inside, double clutches, shot won't go, rebound down to Moberly. Brandon Better comes out of the pack with a dribble. Better has that right wrist wrapped up. He's got tattoo sleeves on his arms. And now a drive along that right baseline, a double clutch shot by Marquell Jackson. They call him Q. And he'll go to the free throw line after the foul, I believe, by Laros. Indeed it is. First one against Laros. Thomas going to check back in. Marquell Jackson, M-A-R, then capital Q, Y-W-E-L-L.
Yeah, Q did a good job taking that ball to the basket. And so what does Mack do after seeing that? They're going to bring in their rim protector, Devin Thomas, here to kind of help. He does a good job on those guys at the dribble and get to the basket.
Devin Thomas is fifth in the country in block shots per game. How about that?
I tell you, he had a couple game stretch there where he had, I don't know how many, he had a lot. 12 in the last two. There you go.
Second free throw missed. Marquell Jackson. Cardinal fans got a little loud right there. So still 10-2 after the two misses by Jackson. Here's Diallo crossing the timeline now. Aggressive defense by Antwine all over him. Cuthbertson on the right wing. Right back to Jabril, head of the circle. Diallo on the left wing extended. The screen set by Cuthbertson. A bullet pass down underneath. Here's Thomas going to work. Rises, but airmailed it. Morgan grabbed the rebound, elevates, and fouled. And there's Lamar working on becoming that full player, that well-rounded talent. And that is one area we really have noticed about him. Offensive rebounding out of him in the last couple of games.
Yeah, like we talked earlier, you know, coming into this year, he was kind of really known for his three-point shooting and his overall shooting. But doing a good job going in and getting big rebounds for us.
Morgan, an 82% foul shooter. He sinks the first. Coaches have it in good perspective. They talk about how big of the game it is. They talk about the occurrence where it's undefeated. But both of them said at the end of the day, though, we got to remember it's one game.
Right.
The winner gets a leg up in the region. It's not over, though. Morgan misses the second.
Yeah, this isn't the most important of the matchups that they possibly could face this year, that's for sure.
11-2 is the lead for Mack. And here's a drive as Thomas got up and erased the shot of Q Jackson.
Oh.
And a foul called, and Luke Strege raises his eyebrows, as do about 2,000 of his friends.
Well, I think what do you say there? I think the ref anticipated that there was going to be foul there, but Devin did a great job getting way up in the air and just volleyball spiked that ball right back down. So I don't see where there was any contact at all.
Oh, it sure looked good from here, didn't it?
Yeah.
First free throw goes in for Jackson. And we hear all the Mac fans around us. Good block, good block. Jackson hits the first. He's got the second one upcoming, and he knocks that one down, too. Markwell Jackson averages 11.6 off the bench for this team. He's got two in this one now. Full court pressure broken by Mack. Cuthbertson gets it across the timeline. Zach has the defense retreating. He says, somebody come and help. And it's Miller. Now Diallo. Diallo slashing left of the lane. Gets caught in traffic and nearly turned it over, but gives it back now. Bounces high to Morgan. Morgan to the right wing. This is Miller. Miller, three ball. Missed it. Flat shot. And great job by Thomas, who is surrounded by three Greyhounds and taps it out. So Miller controls once again. The little B dude has his shorts all rolled up. And now over to the right wing, Cuthbertson, to the left wing, Morgan, over to the left corner. And that's Diallo with his second turnover. 13-28. Jabril just took his eyes off it. He's going to check out now in favor of Roundtree.
Yeah. Jabril did one of those. He knew exactly what he was going to do with it and then started to do it before he caught the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Matt going to just cover in the half court now. Half court man-to-man, head of the circle. This is Antwine. Moberly averaging 91.5 points per game. They've got one field goal 7 minutes in. What a defensive effort here early on by these Cardinals. And it's a one-and-done proposition for the Greyhounds there. Right corner three. This one's up from Morgan. He missed it. Jackson above the rim for the rebound. Hands it off to Antwine. Antwine cruises across the half-court stripe. And now here's a drive by Jackson. And the shot is destroyed by Thomas.
No foul on that one.
That's his second block of the game officially. His third if you disagree with the foul call, which doesn't count.
Yeah. I have him for three, but that's unofficial, though.
So two officially, and Thomas continues the block party here on the Bob. 12:55 remaining in the first half. 11-4. Mineral Area College leading the visitors from Moberly. Great effort that time by Morgan as he worked over the top of Jackson to try to steal the inbounds pass, and he stepped along the baseline. You know, sometimes we talk about whether this team comes out and has bounce, and I'm going to use a different word. This team, and they both really do, Kevin, looks like they have intensity.
Yes, and you've got to have that to be in the top 10 in the country.
Free throw line jumper. This one won't go. Great defense by Miller right there. But the Greyhounds have the rebound, and now they've got the three-pointer in the corner by White. Misses that one. And that's Miller right in the middle of a whole bunch of big bodies, and he can't get that rebound. And now there's a double-clutch shot running underneath from the left low block that falls through by Anthony McIntosh. Seeing his first action tonight. Mineral Area College on top, 11-6. Miller controls it, left wing extended. Bounces to Thomas, top of the key. Thomas over to Cuthbertson now. And out of the left wing is Morgan. Morgan hands it off to Miller. Miller dribbles to the head of the circle. Right wing, Roundtree, three ball, missed it long. And the backside rebound hauled in by Jackson. 11-6. It's Mack by 5 points. Largest lead has been 9. Three-pointer by Bogan. Just missed it long. And the rebound ripped down by Thomas. Hands it off to Roundtree. Roundtree up the floor. Here's Miller. Miller. Stop and go drive. Left side and the baseline floater is an air ball over everything. And now McIntosh is coming the other way. McIntosh keeps the dribble alive. Now picks it up, looking for somewhere to go with it. Little back cut there on the left low block. And the shot is blocked by Thomas. That, oh, and now he blocks it again. Two return to senders on that possession. Ball on the deck now. White gets after it and calls a timeout. But Devin Thomas patrolling the yard, the junkyard dog tonight, getting it done in the paint. Timeout on the floor. 11:22 remaining in the first half. 11-6. Mack leads Moberly. Back in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
We'd like to thank a few of our sponsors tonight for allowing us to bring you Matt Cardle Basketball, Hubs Pub in Bonterre, Radboot and Autobody in Ironton, Fleek's Equipment in St. Genevieve, and Utica Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. And the shot clock off to our left, which is the goal that Mack is shooting at here in this first half. Going a little bonkers again. Now, the officials said the last time it happened, if it happened again, they would just shut down both shot clocks. So we'll see what they do right here. I think the officials said they're going to get a piece for the shot clock, and Luke Streggy said they're going to get pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's going to take a while if they're going to go get pizza.
So would Luke Streggy be the guy, the quarterback in the huddle in the Super Bowl that looks over and says, right before the winning drive, hey, look, John Candy. Would he be that guy, like Joe Montana?
He's calm, cool, and collected.
He is.
Yes, he
is. And anyone is, his team is fit. Maybe that's one of those reflections of the coach type thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, Pat Smith's over there. He's pretty animated. You know, especially when Mack jumped up that lead and they called that timeout. He was over there really getting into his players, and you know, and whereas Coach Strange was over here, you know, of course things are kind of going his way, so he's over here kind of calm, cool, collected, and these guys are just playing their hearts out.
2 games ago at West Plains is the most animated I've ever seen Luke Strange.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, he was chewing a little tail.
Yep.
He was barking at him, and I mean, he really saves that in the best pocket.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? There hasn't been a lot of times that you say, well, these guys really haven't been playing pretty darn well. And that game, that's a game you thought, well, maybe they'll go in there, they should get a win. And that was a hard-fought win.
Now, I say this as a compliment because I think he's tremendous. I know him personally, love him as a guy. Pat Smith is a nut.
Yeah.
He is a nut. He is all hoops all the time. And he is as intense as they come.
And he's, of course, you know, when you...
He is fun. His teams are fun.
Yes. But you look at this region, of course, you know, you got some pretty big coaches here, and he's one of the best. I mean, Gene Bess, obviously, is the nation's leader in wins.
Any division.
Yeah. And then Pat Smith's up there, too, as well. He's got a lot himself.
Closing in on 600.
600.
Which is a lot.
There you go.
Yes, it is.
That is a lot.
That
of course,
is a lot.
Put that in perspective, Gene Bess has over 1,200.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That's almost, you know, like you say a lot and you say amazing, and then when you get to that number,
right,
it's almost beyond description. It's
right.
Just like you can't, it's almost like the national debt.
Right.
Like that number doesn't even mean anything
right.
So much. Okay, so maybe they got the shot clock fixed. We'll see. But anyway, we're going to play basketball. And the Moberly Greyhounds have it. Left of the bucket along the baseline. Anthony McIntosh to put it in play. Mineral Area College leads 11-6 with 11:22.
Now they're saying just unplug them. They're saying don't even use them. So, there's 11 minutes, 22 seconds here in the first half. Mack's up 11-6. And at this point, they're saying unplug the clocks that are above the goal, unplug them, and turn the shot clocks off, I guess, at this point.
And if you're going to do, if you do one, you have to do them both.
Right.
And they still didn't do it. So I don't know. I guess, I don't know what they're going to do. Let's just enjoy the basketball.
Yeah.
So no shot clock. Now, they still have to track the shot clock in some manner, though. Now, with these two teams...
So I think I've seen this done before, and I think what they'll do is have our PA, Louie, I think when it gets down to 10, last time I've seen this done, he'll just call out 10 seconds. And so they kind of know about how much time they have left in the shot clock. We'll see if they do it that way again.
Mobley lobs it to the rim off of the inbound. Harper Baker grabbed it. He's instantly surrounded and then sends it back out front. Now it's a drive by McIntosh. McIntosh spins it down underneath, and Owens can't get the shot to go. Mineral Area College, their defensive rotation, Kevin, is tremendous so far in this game. They have held the Moberly Greyhounds, who average almost 92 points a game, to two field goals almost halfway through the first half. Left wing, it's Morgan. Now, Mac hasn't scored a lot either, but it's a great defensive battle so far. And now the ball is thrown away as Story couldn't hang on to it over on the left wing. And here comes Zach Cuthbertson. Nine players already have played for Luke Streggy. Nine have played for Pat Smith. Greyhounds basketball. Cardinals lead 11-6. And dribbling out along the perimeter is McIntosh. McIntosh plays it over to Harper Baker on the right wing. He's outside of the arc. Now to the left side, big screen set by Owens. Coming off that screen, it's McIntosh. McIntosh resets to the top to Harper Baker. Now a good back pass over to the right side. Three-pointer up by Better. He misses the shot, but Morgan fouled him on the triple. First foul on Morgan. Third foul on the team. And Brandon Better goes to the line for three shots. He is an 82% marksman.
Looks like Moberly does the same thing that Coach Streggy does on the MAC sideline, is when they're shooting free throws, they have the rest of those guys off the line. And so you've got, well, as I say that, they're bringing one of them back on the line.
The jinx was in play, though.
That's right.
Better misses the first. And what do they always say about a scorer? If he hasn't scored yet, how do you get him going? You send him to the free throw line.
Right.
Better, one for two. Out of Washington, D.C. And Brandon back to the free throw line. He's made it a four-point game at 11-7. Mac hasn't scored in several minutes. Better missed two out of three of them. That's odd. 11-7. Mineral Area College on top. It's been a 5-0 push by Moberly. Mac looking for some offense here. Roundtree has it out near half court. Gets the signal from Streggy. Now over to Thompson. Thompson and Roundtree playing catch. Shot clock not working on either end here. Just the game clock on one end. Thompson, an open three, buried it. That was a no-doubter, a bullseye. Darius Thompson has five. And Mac has doubled up Moberly, 14-7. 9:50 remaining in the first half. Out of the circle drive, McIntosh gets into the paint, then cut off. Cuthbertson looked like he put a boot right in his gut.
Yes, I think he did.
Weird. Now at the head of the circle, it's Better. Oh, Thompson stole it right away from him. Darius on the run, left side. He's hammered, and he's going to the free throw line. But what a defensive play by Black.
Yeah, I tell you what. What a great play. Stole the ball, got down for the layup, and got fouled.
Darius was the help side defender that time. Cuthbertson, the man charged with guarding Better. Better juked him. Black came up with the help side and stripped him clean. And then Better fouls on the other end. So two shots coming up for Darius Thompson. He rolls the first one in. Darius has six. He averages 7.5 per game on the year. 15-7 the score. Mac on top by eight. If Mineral Area College hits the next shot, they'll have tied their largest lead of nine. And Thompson sends the second one up and through. Darius has seven. And Mineral Area College leads it by nine, 16-7. 9.5 to play in the first half. Greyhounds basketball. Right wing, Delfinko Bogan comes off the screen, slashes down the left side of the lane, looks at Laros and sends it back out high. Jackson tries the three and knocked it down. Marquell Jackson. He's got five. That was his first field goal. And it's a 16-10 ball game. Mac on top. Roundtree surveys the defense. And this is a really, really spread out 2-3 zone. There'll be some seams in the high post that Matt can work with. Here's Roundtree now. Over to the left wing. That's to Cuthbertson. Over to the right wing, Roundtree slashing through to the right corner. Covered up triple by Black. And Darius Thompson. Bang, bang, two triples. He's got 10. And Cardinals are on the rail by 9. 19-10. 8.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Owen spins, puts it on the floor. And a whistle and a foul on the loose ball. They're going to catch Thompson for the foul. That's his first. Looked like one of the loose ball situations, but ref was in good position. So.
Yeah.
The moan and the groan by the Cardinal faithful.
It's unfortunate because the ball was probably going to be going the other way there, and we got called for the foul there.
The pass into Antwine. Mack leads by 9, 19-10. Got a drive right of the lane by Jackson. Jackson stops, fires, missed it off of two sets of Cardinal hands, bounces right back to Bogan on the left wing. Here's a drive by Antwine. Spins a 360. Passes it out to Harper Baker. Baker at the right elbow over to the left side. This is Bogan. Bogan spins it out front. And a drive by Harper Baker.
Yeah,
and
there
he walks
we go.
With it.
Well, the one official over there was right next to the play. Didn't call it. And then the whole crowd, everyone in the crowd went travel. I saw it too. And finally, the official all the way on the other side of the floor called the travel call there.
The defense is, this is the best defense I've seen Mack play considering the opponent.
By far. I mean, this is, you know, I thought they were a good team, but I didn't know about super elite. The way they're playing right now, this they could play at any level.
Yep. 40 minutes is a long game, but the first 12 have been
so far
been
so
pretty,
good. Yes,
so here's round three in the backcourt. Nifty dribble skills. Breaks the timeline over to Thompson on the right side. Wide open three. Round three. Missed it. And Owens grabs a hold of the rebound. DeMarco listed at 6'7", and he's got to be 270 if he's
he's a big boy.
Now Bogan backs it out. Bullet pass down underneath. What a play. Bogan with a great pass to Jabari Antwine down underneath there. 19-12, it's Mack by 7 points. 7.5 remaining in this first half. There's Thomas. Oh, Thomas turns it over. Harper Baker ripped him off. Glides it into the forecourt. Curls it to Bogan on the right wing. Bogan drives on Thompson. And the shot is blocked by Thomas. That's his fifth block of the first half, Kevin.
Talk about a rim protector. Look that up in the dictionary, and you're going to see his name right there.
His picture will be right there,
that's
won't
right.
it? 19-12, and Thomas now with 17 blocks in his last three games. And now here's a drive by Roundtree. Kicks to the right corner. This is Thompson. Thompson looks for the drive, scoots it back over to Roundtree. Deep right corner. Owens closes out on him. Sean drives, and his shot is blocked by Harper Baker. So he turns around and does it a favor. 6:45 remaining in the first half. 19-12, the Cardinals lead the Greyhounds. Strong screen set by Harper Baker, but shot can't be put up by Bogan. Bogan instead distributes down to the right corner. Ball in the hands of Harper Baker again. Skips it across to the left corner. This is Jackson. Jackson guarded by Morgan. Drives by him. Sets up that left baseline. That's a good looking shot from 15 feet.
Yeah, that's a good looking player. That Q Jackson right there. He's you can tell he's one of their better players.
He's got 7. And now a timeout by Mack in the backcourt. 6:17 remaining in the first half. 19-14. That's everything we hoped for. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
We are at capacity here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse. Chad Speaker, Kevin Thurman here calling this ball game between two of the top 6 ranked teams in junior college basketball, both undefeated. Mineral Area College 20-0, Moberly Greyhounds 19-0. Both of them been so impressive here early on in this season. You know, it's getting to where it's not early on in this season. We're about the midway point.
Yeah, this is the prime time in the region play right here, right? About a third of the way starting region play here.
Miller and Diallo are back in, so it's Miller, Diallo, Morgan, Cuthbertson, and Thomas, the five on the floor for the Cardinals. Miller bounces to Diallo as they cross the timeline. Now Diallo back to Miller. Cuthbertson's in the high post, don't see him there. Now he'll play it out to the wing, and he lobs it to Thomas. Thomas instantly surrounded, and as he spun in the lane, ooh, they're going to call the charge. Okay. Devin has two personals, so Laros quickly comes off the bench. Thomas's defensive impact has just been huge in this game.
I mean, that's a lot of momentum that's coming off those big, huge blocks that he's had inside.
5:57 and counting down in our first half. 19-14. Mack leads Moberly. 39-0 between these two. Better shoots the three. Missed it. And Diallo has the rebound. Diallo up the floor now, drives to the left side. High out the window, missed it. Tap try Laros, not there. Long rebound, chased down, and Moberly's got it back. Moberly driving it the other way. This is Jackson now, falls on the floor. Finally finds Antwine. Antwine plays it to the right baseline, and there's a charge call as Diallo sets up shop and takes the smoke. The official coming over to the scores table. The charge whistled against Harper Baker right there. Tyree White checks in for Moberly. 19-14. Mineral Area leads by five. The largest lead has been 9 points. They led it 19-10. They led it 16-7. Mack basketball. Full court pressure by Moberly. In the backcourt, this is Diallo. Moberly will drop the pressure as the dribble comes. And a bouncer across to Miller. Now to Cuthbertson on the right wing. Cuthbertson plays it back out to Miller. 5:15 remaining in the first half. Diallo holds it on his hip. Now blows to the left hand and now swings it over to Miller. Miller through the legs. Crossover dribble, trying to drive inside. Gets all the way through. Now he does throw it up and in, but I think that whistle came before he got elevated.
Yeah. In the NBA, that's a basket scored. Yeah. That's an and one, the continuation. But good job there by Mar Miller.
The foul whistled against Jabari Antwine. The sixth team foul against Moberly. Five team fouls whistled against Mack. The inbound play to Laros and Mark. Well, how do you sneak around if you're 6'10"? Well, that's how you do it, as Mark Laros snuck to the left low post and gets the shot to go. Mineral Area leads by 7, 21-14. Jabari Antwine, head of the circle. Pretty pass down to the right low block, but Cuthbertson steals it away from Trice. 4:40 remaining in the first half of play. Miller's got it in the forecourt for Mineral Area College. He and Diallo play catch out front. Now it's Laros between the circles. Cuthbertson comes out to grab it on the right wing. Two-handed chest pass, left wing, Morgan. Morgan to Diallo. Cuthbertson slashing through, drawing a whole lot of attention. He's double-teamed. And then Austin Trice tackles Diallo, which is not easy to do, by the way.
No, it's not. But both guys are both big guys. They're stout. I mean, not necessarily tall, but very stout, very strong guys. And that looked like a linebacker taking out Ezekiel Elliott there.
It did. You're right. It's the first foul whistled against Trice, but it's the seventh team foul whistled against the Greyhounds. So that'll put Jabril to the free throw line, where he has a one-on-one opportunity. Mack leads it 21-14. The largest lead has been 9, and Diallo misses the front end of the one-on-one. Moberly basketball, Jabari Antwine, 5.2 assists per game to lead this team. Distributes over to the left wing. That's to White. White drives along the baseline, and Morgan swats the shot out of the air. Diallo has it on the run to Laros. Laros gets around the rim, can't get it to go in, but Zach Cuthbertson is right there for the tip in on the backside. 23-14. Mack back on top by 9. Under 4 to go in the first half. Morgan in the backcourt. Tremendous defense by Cuthbertson. Morgan and a 10-second violation against the Greyhounds.
Boy, I tell you what, the defensive tenacity on these Cardinals is like something I haven't seen in a long time.
I know.
This is awesome watching these guys play defense.
We don't know who will win this thing, but, Kevin, I think it's very obvious the way these teams are going at it. Whoever wins this is really going to earn it.
No, I agree.
This is a man's game tonight. Here's Diallo now, just inside of the arc. He spins it over to Story on the right wing. They back it out to Miller. 3:35 remaining in the first half, 23-14. Mack by nine. And the Cardinals have a chance to lead by double digits for the first time in this game. Crossover dribble up now. Miller. Miller drives, kicks out to Story. Laros, head of the circle, three. Missed it. Just off to the left. And climbing the ladder for the rebound was Jackson. 3:20 remaining in the first half. This is Bogan. Bogan looking for a drive. Miller stays in front. Bogan got by him this time, though, and heads all the way in. Story hits the deck on the contact. And over to the left corner, the three-pointer is up and in by Marquell Jackson. His second triple of the game, and he's got 10. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Diallo drives through. The shot block was clean upstairs by Owens, but Owens has enough girth that he bounced him around on the drive.
Yeah.
Second foul on DeMarco Owens. And Jabril goes to the free throw line. Now, did Jabril miss the front end of a one-on-one earlier, but he gets two shots this time, and he knocks down the first. 24-17. Mack leads by seven. Diallo back to the free throw line. Not a seat to be had tonight. Jabril second. Dead solid perfect. And Jabril's got two. 25-17. Mack leads by eight. Just under three to play. Antwine, ball kicked away from him by Diallo. He's got those soccer skills from Guinea.
Yeah, yes, he does. Kind of went off his knee there.
A lot of great stories on this Mack team. Jabril's one of my favorite from Guinea. He wants to be an electrical engineer, so then when he graduates, he can go back to Guinea and bring power to many of the residents there that don't have power. We hope he gets it done. 25-17. He gives energy to this ball club. We know that.
Yeah, that's right.
25-17. Mack by eight. Antwine driving on Diallo. Diallo does a nice job moving the feet, staying in front. And now lob out front. Initially tipped away by Morgan, but then taken back by Jackson.
There we go.
And
oh!
It's a blocking foul against Story. That's a 50-50 call.
Yeah.
But the only problem is it's not a 50-50 house tonight.
No. No, the reason I was kind of upset about that is because the play a couple of possessions before that, I thought he might have drew the charge, yeah. And there was a no call. And this one, you think, he got it this way.
Now, and the officials are discussing it, and they're going to stay with the call. That's a tough call. So they go with the block. The first one against Justin Story. And here comes Darius Thompson in for Lamar Morgan. Quaterius, how about this name? Talk about names. Quaterius Wilson. Quaterius. Quaterius Wilson into the ball game. The Greyhounds. He's got it at the head of the circle. Off of the inbound. There he plays it over to Jackson. Jackson hands it off to Delfinko Bogan. Bogan driving on Miller. Miller stays in front. Over to the left wing now and a bouncer down to the baseline. Laros does a nice job on the help side D. Skip pass right side. Antwine three. Oh, dropped it down. Jabari Antwine. It's his first triple and 25-20. Mineral Area by five. Mineral Area has led the entire way, Kevin. The entire way. The only tie has been 0-0.
Yeah, you can't ask for a better start to this game. And now we're getting 2 minutes left here in the first half, up five.
And now here's Darius Thompson working off the screen by Laros. Darius kicks to the right corner. Jabril for three. Missed his shorts. And climbing the ladder for the rebound is Jackson. Boy, that kid is bouncy now. Bogan looks for the drive. Laros closes out on him. And Darius Thompson swats it out of bounds. Darius gets his fourth block of the game. And I've got Mineral Area College with eight blocks in the first half. Mack averages 6.1 on the year, which puts them ninth in the country. But they are going after shots tonight. Mobley tosses it in. Thompson does a nice job hustling to contest the throw in. And Bogan grabs it in the backcourt. And then he's fouled by Thompson. Thompson just got a little over aggressive right there. And so it'll be Bogan to the free throw line. That's the second one on Darius. Mobley could make it a one possession game if Bogan hits both free throws here. Delfinko is a 72% free throw shooter. Delfinko Bogan averages 12.3 points per game. He does not have a score yet in this one. And his first free throw rattles home. Delfinko Bogan out of Charleston. This kid shoots 44% from beyond the arc. Thomas checks in for Leros. Let's set the lineup for you. You've got Cuthbertson, Thomas, starting front court. You've got Miller, Morgan, and Diallo, the five on the floor for Mack. Delfinko Bogan shooting the second of the two-shot foul shot here. And he missed it short. Cuthbertson grabs the rebound, and Mack maintains that two-possession advantage. 25-21. A minute and a half remaining in the first half. Diallo dribbling it ahead of the circle. Little toss over to Miller, left wing. Now it's Morgan outside of the arc. The lob in the high post to Thomas. Thomas trying to chisel his way inside. Spins a 360, and he's tied up. And the arrow gives it back over to Moberly. We've seen some good crowds this year. Three Rivers, I thought, was a terrific crowd. It was a boisterous and vocal crowd at West Plains, but I thought they were mean.
Yeah.
But we've got a good crowd here tonight.
Oh,
real good crowd.
Fun, yeah.
Leros in, Thomas out, and it looks like Luke Streggy is doing the offense for defense thing right now.
I tell you what, though, you know, as well as I thought Minority's played about as well as they possibly really could that first half, the minute 18, we're only up four.
And Max, Mobley's right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, halfway through the first half, Kevin, the Greyhounds had only two field goals to their credit. That's how good the defense has been for Mack as Diallo slaps this one away from Antwine, and it's out of bounds on the far sideline. Liberty basketball. 66 seconds remaining in our first half. There is no shot clock. They are inoperable tonight. A drive by Antwine. Antwine gets mid-post, right of the lane. Lost the ball, got it back. Hands it off to Jackson. Jackson sent back outside. He's guarded by Diallo over to the left wing. This is Bogan now. Bogan trying to get by Miller. Miller stays right in front of him. And Mineral Area College just everywhere on defense right now. A drive by Antwine. And Antwine muscles this one up and off the window. Great defense by Morgan. But Moberly maintains possession as they slap the rebound back outside. And Bogan driving it again. And he's fouled by Morgan. Lamar has his second. And so back to the free throw line goes Delfinko Bogan. Bogan 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight. Morgan will check out. Here comes Roundtree and Thompson and Diallo will also check back out. And so a 4-point lead for Mack could be cut in half right here by Bogan.
You know, one thing to look at, there's 36 seconds on the clock. So does Mack go ahead and hold it then for one shot? Normally there would be, you would only have 30 seconds to do that. But with no shot clock, I guess they can go ahead and hold that for the 36 seconds.
The rules have changed.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for joining us tonight right here on KREI Farmington. Number 6 ranked Mineral Area College against 4th ranked Moberly. Both undefeated tonight. And Mineral Area College has led the entire way. The biggest lead has been 9. Thomas in, Leros out, by the way. Delfinko Bogan at the free throw line for Moberly. Bogan ready, steadies, and sinks it. Delfinko with 2 points. He's 2 out of 3. See, that is interesting, Kevin. Will the officials allow Mack to run it all the way down past 6 seconds?
I guess they will. I think I heard Luke say one shot. So Coach Streggy's saying one shot, 36 seconds.
So Bogan hits both free throws, and we've got a 2-point ball game. 25-23. Some toughness showed by Moberly after the way they started this thing. And now here's Black up the floor to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson, wraparound pass to Thomas. Thomas attacks, and his shot is blocked. What a play by Wilson. The ball slapped out of bounds. It's off of Moberly. Quaterius Wilson at 6'8". Returning some of the blocks that Devin Thomas has had so far in this ball game. Luke Streggy whistles for a timeout. 25 seconds left in the first half and 25-23. Mack leads by just a pair. We're back in 30 seconds to the Bob on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Battle of the Unbeatens tonight here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse. Mack 20-0 on the year. The Liberty Greyhounds 19-0. 25-23. Mineral Area leads with 25 seconds left in the first half. And Mack has the basketball. Roundtree stands at half court. They'll run the inbound play with four guys. And now Thompson just throws it into the backcourt. So Roundtree just stands there. He's got 10 seconds to bring it across the timeline. And he does so after 7 seconds. 17 seconds remaining in the first half. Roundtree dribbling it out near half court with 13, 12. He's got Black to his right. He's driving to his left, though, along that wing. Ball slapped away from him. Antwine took it away from him. And then Darius touched the ball while he was standing out of bounds. It could have well been a hold by Roundtree as he had grabbed the shirt of Antwine.
Yeah, I thought maybe that's what he's calling. But my question is, I don't know if when he stepped out of bounds if he actually had the ball possession of the ball when he stepped out.
7 seconds remaining in the first half. We were hoping that the Cardinals would have the final shot. They turned it over. And so now Moberly has a chance to tie or take the lead.
Right.
Headed to the locker room.
Right.
With 7 seconds left, Antwine gets it on the inbound. Antwine, double team, quickly on the run and jump. He dribbles around it, now driving left of the lane. Pushes it over to the right wing. A three for the lead at the buzzer. And it goes down. A three for the lead at the buzzer. Leonard Harper Baker beats the buzzer. And Moberly goes into the locker room with their very first lead of the game. Greyhounds, 26. Cardinals, 25. Your halftime show in 2 minutes on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flick's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1 acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Back at the half, some moaning and groaning by some MAC fans, but I'm just enjoying the game, Kevin. Undefeated, number 4 against number 6. MAC leads the entire first half of play. In fact, they led by 9, but it's Moberly that goes on the tear to close the first half of play as the Greyhounds score 12 of the game's final 14 points in the first half, and they take the lead going to the locker room.
Right, you know, we talked, I think Mac played about as well as you could play in that first half. Played really well, you know, but both teams on the defensive side,
yes.
You know, championships are built on defense, and you can tell both these teams have the defensive capacity to do that.
I was going
to
say the exact same thing, because you take a look at the first 10 minutes of this game, and Mac had only allowed 2 made field goals by Moberly,
yeah.
That entire first 10 minutes, and the defense was incredible. Well, with only 51 combined points in the first half, I mean, neither offenses really did a whole heck of a lot, but Moberly's defense really kind of extended and I thought disrupted what Mac was trying to do on the offensive end when they came back.
Right, that's a good point. You know, another thing, too, Mac's kind of forte has been really to wear teams down. They're deep, but Moberly, you know, they're facing a Moberly team that's probably just as deep, if not maybe even deeper than they are. They haven't faced many teams that are as deep as this Moberly team.
Pat Smith was telling me that earlier on this year, that they kind of have another score every night. And he said a couple of occasions we've had one guy get hot in the first half and another guy get hot in the second half. And, you know, and I asked Coach Strege then when I talked to him, I said, does Moberly remind you of anybody? He said, yeah, they kind of remind us of us, which
it's
is
a mirror
exactly
image.
What.
I agree. Yeah. You know, every game you don't know who's going to be stepping up here for Mineral Area, and it's the same for Moberly. I think you're right. A mirror image of both teams, really, really both very good.
All right, well, we'll tell you who's stepping up. We'll go through all the scoring. We'll do that when we come back on your halftime show in 2 minutes right here on KREI. At the break, it's Moberly 26 and Mack 25.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
At the half, unbeaten Moberly leading unbeaten Mineral Area College by a point, 26-25. And it was a buzzer beater by Leonard Harper Baker that puts the Greyhounds on top for the very first time in this game. Their only lead was zeros on the clock going into the locker room. Let's go ahead and break down the scoring individually for you now. Jabari Antwine scored 5 for the Greyhounds. Leonard Harper Baker with 3. Delfinko Bogan had 3. Markwell Jackson with 10 points in the first half to lead his team. Brandon Better, 17.5 points per game, only 1. That defense just shut him down in that first half. DeMarco Owens scores 2, and Anthony McIntosh with a pair for the Greyhounds. The Mineral Area College Cardinals get 10 for Darius Thompson. Huge first half for Black. Devin Thomas scores. He scores 3, but he blocks 5 shots.
Oh, he was big in that first half with those blocks.
So Devin's got 3. Jabil Diallo with 2 points. Zach Cuthbertson scored 7. Lamar Morgan with 1. And Mark Laros with 2. So that's our score at the half. We'll come back and recap the women's game as we continue your halftime show after this 2-minute timeout. Moberly 26, Mack 25 at the break.
We're open.
What's open?
Blake's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. in St. Genevieve, and now in Ludington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ludington.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, at the half, Moberly Greyhounds leading the Mineral Area College Cardinals 26-25. Our first game tonight had the Moberly Greyhounds beating the Mack women 64-53. In fact, Moberly led by 17 points, 42-25, with 7:50 remaining in the third. A big run, a 13-0 push by the Cardinals, got them back into the ball game. It was a 42-38 score at that point, and several times Mack was able to get within four, and in fact, they got within 3 points at one juncture, 47-44, but it was the Greyhounds that pulled away in the end and won by 11, 64-53. The Cardinals led in scoring by Haley Winter with 17. Allie Golden with a nice game as she gets double figures with 10. As far as the Greyhounds, they have a pair of players with 14 points in the victory, Carnitha Brown and Anna Stewart off the bench with a 14-point contribution there. Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment here at the break. And we'd like to thank Unico Bank of Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, Crown Collision of Farmington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, and Mineral Area College right here in Park Hills. This is our third game of the day right here on AM 800 for you. Our very first game had the Missouri Tigers losing their 10th game in a row as they fall to Ole Miss at home, 75-71. 26-25 is our score here at the half. The defenses really have won the day so far. For the first 10 minutes of this one, Mack had only allowed 2 made field goals by the Moberly Greyhounds. And Moberly cranked up their defensive effort, and that's when they made the comeback. And it was a 12-2 push by Moberly to close that first half of play to take a 1-point lead into the locker room. Leonard Harper Baker hit his very first shot of the game as he beat the buzzer, sunk the three, and that's our halftime score, 26-25. We've got your second half upcoming, 20 more minutes or maybe even more for one of these teams to lose their first game of the season. They're a combined 39-0 on the year. We've got your second half in 2 minutes on SuperTalk 800.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4000. 4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neurobank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neurobank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neurobank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurobank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, 1 point lead at the break for the Moberly Greyhounds on the road tonight here at Mineral Area College, 26-25. But Mack will have the basketball starting the second half of play. And Mack's goal will be that home goal just to our right, so we'll be pushing it left or right. As Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you, that means Moberly going right to left. And we thought not much would separate these two. In fact, I think we were kind of hoping it. We were just looking forward to a great game, and we've gotten everything we were hoping for so far.
Oh, yeah, this has been fantastic. And capacity crowds here got to see a great first half.
Terrific, with just 1 point separating the two. Mineral Area College led by 9 in that first half of play. Moberly's largest lead, well, you're looking at it. Right now, 1 point. 26-25. Cuthbertson, Thomas, Morgan, Roundtree, and Thompson, the five on the floor for Mack. For Moberly, it's Antwine. We have Leonard Harper, Baker's out there, Delfinko Bogan, Brandon Better, and DeMarco Owens. Better did not hit a field goal in that first half. He leads him in scoring on the year at 17.5 points per game. And so it'll be Mack basketball, so we start the second half. Thompson's on the far sideline to put it in play. Roundtree comes off a screen and grabs it in the backcourt. So Mack looking for the lead right back. This is their first deficit of the ball game. A bouncer to Thomas. He's got it on that left wing. Back cut Morgan, and a great switch on defense. It's Better closed him out. Roundtree slashes through. Tries to play to the right corner. His ball tapped out of bounds by Harper Baker. That's his last name. His first name is Leonard. So it's a hyphenated last name, Leonard Harper Baker. Three names, and well, he hit a three-point shot. Put his team on top. Cuthbertson sliding down the right side of the lane. Can't get it to him. Instead, it'll be Roundtree grabbing it on that right wing. Roundtree retreats out near half court. The shot clock not working tonight. They've had problems with it all night long, and the official said, turn it off. We won't use it. Now here's Roundtree. Bounces it to Thomas. Thomas lost it but got it back. He's triple-teamed, and he shoots it up and missed it. And Owens grabs the rebound off the bottom side of the backboard. Owens hands it off to Better. Better throws it over to the right wing. This is Antwine. They're going to switch off on Antwine and Better. Now Roundtree locks in on Better. Better has his right wrist wrapped, and over the halftime, he had some of his right fingers wrapped as well. A turnover by Moberly, and Mack has it back. Thompson throws it in the backcourt to Roundtree. Back to Thompson. They play catch as they'll bring it across that half-court stripe. Sean puts his hand over his head, calls out the play, and passes over to the right wing to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson looking for the drive now. Crossover dribble by him. Now looks for the pass to Thomas. He's covered up. Thompson comes around and grabs the basketball. 18:50 remaining in the second half. We're just underway here in the second half of play. No score as of yet by either side. The shot clock would be winding down right about now, but there is not a shot clock. And so we don't have to worry about that. Open three, Morgan missed it long. He's looking for his first three-point shot tonight. In fact, Lamar's looking for his first field goal tonight. He's got only 1 point. And now here's a drive by Bogan. Kick it out Better. This kid can shoot it, and he just drops it down to give the Greyhounds a four-point lead. 65 made threes on the year so far for Brandon Better. And 29-25, Moberly leads the Greyhounds as Roundtree drives in. Put puts it up softly on the glass and bounces it through. So 29-27. Mobley leads by two. A double team out high on Antwine. Antwine plays it over to Baker. Now to the right corner, Delfinko. Bogan looks for a drive. Back out, Antwine. And a kick by Cuthbertson. 29-27. The Greyhounds leading the Cardinals. A jam-packed Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight. In fact, we were up to the rafters by the end of the women's game. A bouncer into Delfinko Bogan. He would have had a layup, but he mishandled it, lost it. But then he does track it down, and he drives right by Darius Thompson. Missed the shot, but the stick back is up and in by Harper Baker. And he's got five. 31-27. Moberly leads. 17 and a half minutes on the second half clock. Cardinals basketball, bouncer to Thomas. Thomas, left elbow extended, swings it over to Roundtree. Triple in the air, Sean Roundtree, feeling good. 31-30, Moberly by a point. But Roundtree buckets getting involved right there. 17-17, remaining in the second half. We'll be back in a minute.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
A charged up crowd here in the Bob tonight. A three-pointer by Sean Roundtree. His first make of the game, and it didn't even feel like
it. No,
it
didn't. We talked about that here at the break. But boy, it felt like he's really been, but he has been involved. He just hasn't been so much on the scoring end.
So 31-30. Moberly leads by a point. Greyhounds basketball, three-quarter court. 1-2-2 press by the Cardinals. Cuthbertson at the head of this thing. It's Leonard Harper Baker. Flipping it over to the far sideline to Jabari Antwine. Now Antwine going to run into the half court. Mineral Valley Area College in their half court. Man-to-man defense. Roundtree guarding Antwine. Better has it. Morgan slaps it away from him. Rano recovers, grabs it back. Now at the head of the circle, this is Harper Baker. And Cuthbertson blocks his shot. He blocked it over to Thomas and got it right back. Now Cuthbertson hands it over to Thompson. And Mineral Area College looking for the lead back. They're looking for their first second half lead. Sean Roundtree settles everybody down and says, let's run the play. Cuthbertson, head of the circle now. Morgan on the left wing. He's outside of the arc. Cuthbertson came off a screen. Couldn't find him there. And now Morgan squares for three. Missed it short. Thomas, rebound. Stick back. Pounds it in.
Wow, what a strong move there by Thompson.
The muscle man pushed it in. 32-31. Mack leads. Brandon Better for three. Misses it. Mack with the basketball. Backside rebound. Roundtree hustles up the floor. Sean, head of the circle, through the legs, behind the back. He goes. Mineral Area College basketball in the half court. Man-to-man pressure by Moberly. Tree goes through the legs. Looks for a drive right side. Takes it mid-post. Sends it out. Three-pointer by Thomas. Missed it. Now you've got a guy, let me explain this, that has shot only 13 threes all year. He's your 6'8 center. And Moberly just fouled him on a three-point shot.
Yeah, probably not a very good foul there.
Yes, Thomas has a good percentage, but still.
Right.
Devin has made 6 out of 13. He's 46% on the year. That's not the play Bogan wanted, though. And Thomas hits the first. He's got 6. And Mack is on top by 2. 2 more shots coming up for Devin Thomas. The 6'8 sophomore. He's got 5 blocks in the game. And he just swished the second one. So Thomas has another upcoming. 34-31. Mineral area by three. And Devin Thomas trying to put his team on top by a couple of possessions. And he sinked all three of them. 8 points for Thomas and a 35-31 lead for Mack. 15-45 remaining in the second half. I have a feeling we're going to go back and forth here, Kevin.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be one of the best games ever played here at the Bob, I think.
Now here's a drive and a double clutch shot by Antwine, and he's fouled, and he'll get to the line.
Yep.
Well, how many times, the more you hype something, the more of a clunker it turns
out
to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And this thing is every bit as good as we hoped it would
be. Yeah, we've hyped it because we've been waiting for it for weeks and weeks as these two teams have been tops of the polls. And so you come into this thinking, boy, I just hope we play well. But coming down, both teams are playing awesome, and you got a three, maybe a two-point game here going with about 15 minutes to go in the game.
Jabari Antwine hit both of his free throws. He has seven, and so 35-33. Mineral Area College by a pair, 15 and a half minutes remaining. Here's Roundtree in the backcourt, bounces to Thompson. Thompson brings it across the half-court stripe. He spins, keeps the dribble alive, pushes it over to Roundtree on the far sideline. Tree slows it down. Looking for the screen by Cuthbertson, has it, slashes through, goes to the rim. Oh, they blocked him. And it's a tie-up, and the alternate possession going to head back over to Moberly. That was Quaterius Wilson right there that put up his big left mitt, the 6'8 sophomore. That tough drive by Tree. 35-33. Mack leads it by two, Moberly basketball. Harper Baker works with it on the left wing, back to the head of the circle. This is Antwine. They're going to switch out on him. Cuthbertson comes to guard him. Now they hand it off to Brandon Better. Better with 4 points. Deep three by Better. Missed it. Long rebound tapped around. Roundtree has it. Roundtree is hammered down to the ground by Better. No call, but Mack at least picks up the loose ball. Now Thompson jitterbugs his way through. Throws it to the right corner. Cuthbertson looks for a drive. Cut off there. Back to the head of the circle. Over to the left corner. A covered up three by Thompson. And he just knocked the bottom out of it. Darius Thompson with 13 points. And he just shot that one right in somebody's mug.
I don't see how he got that shot off, much less to swish it like he just did.
I don't know either. He was all over him.
Wow.
A five-point lead for Mack. I don't know if I've seen DT play better all year.
No, I agree. He's having a heck of a game. And that's almost what's neat about this team. You don't know who's going to step up every night. So far tonight, DT's been the man.
14-21, remaining in the second half. 38-33. A three-pointer by Darius Thompson. Here comes Jabril Diallo. Roundtree will get a little rest. Said he hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, well, that was I guess the ref didn't see it, but that's when he got jammed on that play down there coming down. And everybody was yelling foul, 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 and he got hit pretty hard.
Now, as long as Roundtree's not hurt, we'll settle for the three that we got.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it turned out okay, but he did get he got hammered.
He got freight trained over there. This is Anthony McIntosh working on Diallo. McIntosh drives it down to the left corner. He's going to bounce it back out front for Harper Baker. And now a drive to the right side, Bogan. Bogan bounces it across to the left wing. That's to McIntosh. McIntosh rises up, lost the ball, got it back. Going to flare it now over to the right corner now. And a drive along that right baseline. Shot won't go for Owens. Got his own rebound. Cardinals surround him. And he's fouled on the second try. DeMarco Owens. He's averaging 9 points per game. He's got only two. And this one, of course, the Greyhounds are averaging 92 points a game, and they only have 33. So everyone's going to be down in this game.
Right.
So DeMarco Owens is a 72% foul shooter out of St. Louis. And his first free throw is perfect. 3 points for DeMarco. He's got another one upcoming. Mack by four, 38-34, 13-54. Remaining in the second half. Second one for Owens. That's a pretty good looking touch. Mr. Owens, he's got four. The lead is three for Mack. 38-35. Thompson sprinting across half court. Bounces to Diallo on the right wing. Jabril's going to back it on out. He gets out to half court, and they'll run it here. A stretched out 2-3 zone by the Greyhounds. Right wing, that's to Thompson. Had the three if he wanted it. Turned it down, says maybe we'll get a better look. And he launches this one, and he launched it just a little bit too long. Backside rebound to Jackson. Jackson hands it off, and McIntosh is attacking now to the right wing. Bogan, a three, missed it long. Backside rebound hauled in by Jackson. plays it back out to Owens. Owens back in a pass, back out to Jackson. Now back over to Bogan on the right side. Bogan, swim move, got around the defender, slams Thompson down to the ground, plays it over to Jackson along that left baseline. Now here's a jab step into the lane by McIntosh, and McIntosh has his ball slapped back at him and back out of bounds. And there's Zach Cuthbertson. He won't get a stat for that,
yeah,
but that's Zach Cuthbertson making plays that help you win.
Exactly. Again, that defensive tenacity comes up huge for Middle Area.
Leros checks in. You've got Leros, Miller, Cuthbertson, Diallo, and Thompson, the five on the floor for Mac. Diallo splits a double team, slashes through, right baseline jumper, and it's an air ball by Leros. 38-35, Mac by three, 12:50, remaining in the second half. Bogan trying to drive by Miller. Miller stays right in front of him. And now Owens trying to slash in on Leros. And Mark does a nice job staying in front. They'll work it down to the left corner. That's to Jackson. Skip it across to the right wing. Harper, Baker for three. Rimmed it in and out. And the rebound's down to Miller. Amar Miller over to Diallo on the left wing. Jabril looks for Cuthbertson in the left corner. Zach going to send it back out high. Jabril gives him a little sign language and communicates the play. And now Jabril backs it out to half court. Thompson runs the baseline. Miller over to Cuthbertson. Right corner. Lob it to Leros. Head of the circle. Now to the left corner. Back to Leros. Head of the circle. And it's Thompson on the left wing. Leros sets the screen. Right side, Cuthbertson. Thought about the three. Turns it down to the left wing, Diallo. Diallo slashes along the baseline. Has the ball slapped at. Gets it back. Cuthbertson, an open three. Nothing but nylon for Zach. Cut the cords, Cuthbertson. He's got 10. 41-35. Mack leads it by six. 11:44 remaining in the second half. What a patient offensive set by Mack that time. A little stutter step, McIntosh got away with it. Skip pass over to the left wing, Harper Baker. Watched by Cuthbertson. Harper Baker slashes in, crazy shot. But Mack is called with a foul. And this one's going to go against Cuthbertson. I don't know, Kevin, because I didn't have my clock on it. But if the shot clock was active on that last possession,
oh, no.
I'm not sure Mack would have got the shot off in time.
No, I think that was about a 45-50 second possession last time. And it would be interesting to see down the stretch, are we going to see more and more of that with the team that's in the lead? Are
that's
they going to really hold the ball?
Harper Baker's free throw rattles in.
You're kind of going back to high school ball, you know, with that where you're going to make the teams come out and defend you and possibly foul you just to try to get the ball back.
Yeah. Just weird.
I know. I've never seen it personally, but
so Harper Baker makes the first. We've got a 5-point advantage for Mack, 41-36. And here's the second one from Harper. Baker missed it, and Leros has the rebound. Leros works it over to Miller. Miller now to Diallo. Diallo in the backcourt. Brings it across the half-court stripe. The Cardinals lead by five, 41-36. Diallo backs it out, gets the instruction from Luke Streggy. He calls out the half-court set, 11 minutes, 11 seconds. Remaining in the second half, 41-36 Mack. Bouncer, Cuthbertson lost it, got it back. Zach keeps it alive. He's double-teamed in the right corner. Probably a good time for a timeout. And that's exactly what they do.
Yep.
41-36, Mack by five, 11:01 remaining in the second half. And we're back in a minute right here on Super Talk 800.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes a throwed roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs. And let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Sensational action here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. 39 games between the two of them. Zero losses. It's 6th-ranked Mack against 4th-ranked Moberly. 41-36, your Cardinals lead by five. 11:01 to play. It's MAC basketball. Jabril Diallo is going to put it in play from the deep right corner right beside his bench. He's looking for somebody, anybody to get open. Finally, he fires it to Thomas, but he threw it too tall, and MAC turns it over. That's the hardest place to get that ball in from.
Yeah, when you have it there in the corner, and he was being guarded by a tall player, and he's got to throw it at a certain angle, just overthrew his teammate there.
So turnover, MAC, and Moberly's got it back. 41-36, a five-point advantage for Mineral Area College. MAC going to play the half-court man-to-man defense here. Jabari Antwine brings it across the timeline. He's guarded by Jabril Diallo, and Jabril is all over him. And now it's Moberly that calls the timeout. So MAC trapped, they call a timeout. Moberly trapped, they'll call a timeout. And we'll step aside. 10:49 remaining in the second half. 41-36. MAC leads. We're back in 30 seconds on KRAI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
MAC leads it by five. 10:49 remaining in the second half. Sensational basketball tonight here at the Bob. Moberly had just called a timeout. Terrific defense by Diallo on the ball. Cuthbertson off the ball, denying in the passing lanes, and forcing Moberly into that timeout. The Greyhounds have it. They'll put it in play along that far sideline, just across the timeline, and their offense is part of the floor. Put it in play to Antwine. Antwine over to the right side. Better. Brandon Better averages 17.5 points a game. Tonight, he's got four with one made field goal. His drive here, the ball slapped away and out of bounds. The Cardinals touch the last. So the Greyhounds will put it in play. Right of the bucket along the baseline. Diallo on ball defending right there. Lob is into Owens. Owens at the free throw line. Pump fake, sends it outside. Three-pointer in the air. Jackson missed it. Thomas and Cuthbertson above the rim for the rebound. They'll hand it off to Miller to run the show. Amar brings it across the timeline. Crossover dribble now in a 360 move. He slashes all the way through. Off the window! He got that baby to go down! He was falling down halfway to the floor with a Greyhound hanging all over him.
How do you make that shot?
Big man making big men look little.
That's fun.
Oh, wow. Amar Miller. And the free throw coming up. That was the second foul on Better. Can he complete the three-point play? Yes, he can. And the Cardinals are up by eight. Kevin Thurman, 44-36. 36, and now a steal by Cuthbertson to Diallo. Diallo attacks the rack. Reverse layup. Got him to go down. 46-36. Timeout, Greyhounds. And it's coming up, Cardinals. 10 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the second half. The Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse is alive tonight. We're back in a minute on KRAI.
We're open.
What's open?
Blake's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
Kevin Thurman, the lowest scoring output of the Moberly Greyhounds all year long is 68 points. And after that, they've not even been in the middle 80s. Everything has been in the upper 80s or above. 68 is their lowest. And they've got 36 tonight with 10 minutes left.
Yeah, and I don't think it's because of Moberly. It's because of this middle area defense. Yeah. This is some of the best defense I've seen. These guys are all over the place.
Zach Cuthbertson with a tremendous defensive play right before that layup by Jabril Diallo to put these Cardinals on top by 10 points, 36 to 46, the largest lead of the game for Mack. And now a closeout low, and Bogan is fouled. Mack led by 9 points on a couple of occasions in the first half, but this is the first time they've been able to build a double-digit lead.
Yeah.
The whistle there goes on Diallo, and it's Bogan at the free throw line as he sinks the first. 4 points for Delfinko Bogan. Let me spell that for you. D-E-L-F-I-N-C-K-O. Delfinko. He's got 4 points, averages 12.3 on the year. Misses that one, and the rebound is ripped down by Moberly, but the turnaround jumper by Jackson won't go down. He was right at the rim, and he flat missed it. The rebound by the Cardinals. Lead it by 9, 46-37. A chance to go on top by double figures again and maybe stretch out that largest margin. Over to the left wing, this is Miller, now Diallo. It's Morgan over on that left wing. And now Thomas comes out to grab the pass to the left corner. This is a drive by Bird. He walks, no call, got his rebound, and put it off the window for two. Lamar Morgan has his first field goal of the game because he kept attacking. 48-37, Cardinals by 11. 9:15 remaining in regulation. Brandon Better, head of the circle, guarded by Morgan. Pull-up jumper just inside of the arc. Missed it long. Rebound tapped around and controlled eventually by Moberly. Jackson turns around and attacks again. Missed it. Tapped right. Owens. Missed it. Three-pointer Better. Oh-ho! Got it to go down. Offensive rebounding.
Yeah, he's the one guy. Of course, he got lucky there. We've been playing really good defense on Better, but he got kind of got that offensive rebound there. Was able to put that one back in, but you can't let him get hot.
48-40, Mack by 8, 8:41 remaining in regulation. Morgan, no look pass, Thomas Cuthbertson slashing along the baseline, attacks the rack hard, and oh, doggone it. He got that one to go down. They called the foul on the floor, though. That's almost as close to a continuation as you can get. I thought his right leg was kind of on the way up that time.
Yeah.
Apparently not. Morgan steps out. Thompson steps in. That whistle went against Jackson, his second. And so Mack has it left of the bucket along the baseline. Miller stands there to put it in play. And now a bullet pass to the right corner. Diallo thought about the triple. It was wide open. Turned it down. He said, let's run a play here. Maybe I can get somebody else a good look. Now Jabril has it at the top of the key to the right wing, Thompson. Jabril, head of the circle, left wing. This is Miller. Cuthbertson kind of roaming around in that high post area. Miller now has it on the left wing. And they work it back out to Diallo. Is Mack trying to draw him out of this zone defense?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, they started this possession with 8:30 on the clock, and we're down to 8:05, but there is no shot clock.
There's no shot clock.
They could do this for a long time. Pat Smith's going to have to, yeah, he's having him come out now, coming out of that zone, I guess.
That's what Luke Streggy is doing. He's trying to draw him out of this zone, and Pat Smith barking at his team, and finally they oblige and come out and guard man-to-man.
Yep. The Moberly fans are upset because we're taking advantage of the situation, but it's there for both teams.
So here's Jabril between the circles on the left wing. It's Miller. Back cut Jabril to the layup line. Got it.
Yeah.
A minute and 10 seconds rolling off the clock right there. And Mineral Area College once again leads by 10. Just such an odd situation with no shot clock in play. A three-pointer by Better missed it, and Miller fouled him on the closeout.
Yeah, that's a bad foul there.
It was. It was indeed. It is going to be very interesting. Should Mack win this game, you know the Moberly fans are going to be chirping and chirping.
Well,
it's your venue.
Yes.
Your shot clock didn't work. You're not playing the game. I mean, the whole thing, which is going to make the rematch that much better.
That's exactly right. Pat Smith is just looking this way, and he's like, he's pointing at him like, that's wrong. That's wrong. You can't do that. But, you know, Mack's playing within the rules of this game. The advantage is they have the lead. So, like I said earlier, that's going to benefit the team with the lead because they can slow things down because they're in the lead. If Moberly had the lead, I'm sure Pat Smith would do the same thing.
You just never know. Brandon Vetter, an 82% foul shooter, just missed his first two, and he's 1-for-5 on the game. And he gets that one.
Right.
He's got 8. The lead is 9 for the Cardinals. Alive in the backcourt. Here's Diallo to Miller. Miller passes back to Jabril to the right wing, Cuthbertson. And Cuthbertson swings it back out high to Diallo, who puts it on his hip again and says, come and get me.
Yep.
Out of the left wing. It's over to Black. To the high post. This is Thomas. Thomas attacking now. Spins at 360. Rises. Fires. Missed it. Diallo grabs the loose ball and drives along that left baseline. And once again, 30 seconds have gone off that clock. And these Cardinals have not hit the rim, but the shot clock is off. It's not working. And a drive now to the left wing. Diallo for 3. Missed it. And then Thomas climbs the back of Owens on the rebound. That'll be the third one on Devin Thomas. 50-41. Moberly led by 4 at 31-27. Mack comes back and takes the lead, scoring the next 5 points, 32-31, and they've not trailed since. 6:35 remaining in regulation. 50-41, the Cardinals lead by 9. An undefeated record on the line for both teams. Bogan drives in, misses the shot. Should be a goaltend call.
Oh, he called a foul.
Called a foul. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
What happened there is
you.
Leonard Harper Baker went up and tried to jam the miss back in. I thought maybe it was still in the cylinder, but it doesn't matter. They're saying he was over the back.
Right. I think that was Thompson. I think that Darius Thompson that drew that foul, so good job.
Substitutions, Justin Storian, Mark Laros. Here comes Lamar Morgan and Sean Roundtree. Black will stay in the game. And Thompson throws it into Story, asks for it right back. Story now has it, midcourt. Morgan calling for it. Here's Roundtree attacking to Laros. Laros going to send it back out along the perimeter. Story finds Thompson at midcourt. Thompson over to Roundtree. 6:05 remaining in regulation. Roundtree, a bouncer to Thompson. He's got on the right wing. Roundtree slashes through, can't find him on the play. Now it's Thompson to Laros. Laros underneath, rises to the rim, and banks it in. The fact that the Cardinals forced Moberly to come out and play man-to-man, they're kind of playing scramble and chase right now, and that's what created a good bucket from Laros. 52-41, an 11-point lead for the Cardinals. Darius Thompson's on the run after the rebound. Oh, he's going in for the layup on the right side, and he's fouled on the way in. 5:40 remaining in the second half. A Moberly Greyhound team that's undefeated, and their average margin of victory is 40 points. But the Cardinals have given them an 11-point deficit to deal with Darius Thompson at the free throw line looking for more.
It's like Justin Story's got some blood on his uniform, so they're having him come to the bench. So there's Zach Culperson's going to check in for him as they try to get the blood off his uniform.
So Darius Thompson at the free throw line. They gave him the ball, and then they took it back. Who checked in for Story? Cuthbertson, I guess.
Yes.
So Darius Thompson at the free throw line. He leads Mack in scoring tonight with 13 points. It's been his finest game, maybe as a Cardinal. Darius misses the free throw, though, and he's now 2-for-3. A couple of subs for Moberly. Antwine and Tyree White checking in. You've got Markwell Jackson in there. And back to the line is Thompson. Misses the first. Misses the second as well. So a chance for Mack to tack on. Couldn't do it. 52-41. Mineral Area College leads by 11. Near steal by Black. Instead, it's a three-pointer by Better, and he missed it. 3 white jerseys, 1 red jersey there for the rebound, but the red jersey came away and out of the pack with the basketball. Then Harper Baker attacks the rack and fouled on his way in. Roundtree grabbed him. Did they count that shot?
Yeah, they did. That's why I was kind of surprised by that.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think there was any way.
No.
So Harper Baker gets the bucket, and he's at the free throw line looking for the conventional three-point play, and he misses that one long. but it's going to be an over-the-back call whistled against Tyree White off of the rebound. Yeah, I didn't think there was any way that was continuation plus. Full court pressure by Moberly. 2-2-1, full court press. No, it'll be a diamond press by these Greyhounds. Roundtree gets it off the inbound. Better smothering him. But Sean more than a capable ball handler as he brings it to the half-court stripe and bounces across to Thompson. To the right corner, it's Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson fires it back out to Black. Black controlling it along that right wing. He's 30 feet away from the basket. Now he's going to look for the drive. Stops his drive, backs it out. Finds Laros, head of the circle. Laros to Cuthbertson. Zach between the circles, a left wing pitch to Morgan. Morgan over to Roundtree. Morgan almost open, but then the foul by Better as he slams into Roundtree. Both teams in the bonus now. That's the third personal against Brandon Better. And it sends Sean Roundtree, a 74% foul shooter, to the foul line. Sean's a 74% shooter, but you get late in the tight game and all of a sudden he becomes a terrific free throw shooter. Roundtree's first. You know it.
Yeah, you get late in the game, he becomes a terrific everything.
Yes. That's probably better put, yeah. Kevin.
That's right.
Thank you. The lead is 10. Roundtree's back to the line, trying to match the largest lead of the game of 11 points. Pounds it on the hardwood, puts it in the right hand, heaves it skyward, and got it again. 5 points for Tree. And Mack is on top, 54-43, matching their largest lead of the game. A near turnover, somehow that one was saved back in, and then another three-point opportunity for Moberly. Well, these guys aren't just going to go away.
No, but, you know, the ball's kind of been bouncing kind of Moberly's way of the last couple of possessions as far as things just happened. That one was really out of bounds, and the Moberly player just threw it back over his head and right to, was that Q?
Yeah, it was it. Marquell Jackson.
Yeah, and right to him for the three-point play now.
So Jackson hit the bucket. He's got 12, yep. And now hits the free throw, and he's got that three-point play, and he's got 13 points, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 54-46, battle of the unbeaten. Mack leading Moberly by 8. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
...54-46. Mineral Area College leads the fourth-ranked team in the country by 8. 4:42 remaining in the second half. Moberly Greyhounds are undefeated at 19-0, but the Mineral Area Cardinals are undefeated at 20-0. Sean Roundtree gets it in the backcourt, full-court pressure. Plays it over to Darius Thompson. Roundtree gets it back. Now it's Cuthbertson. He's got a 3-on-2. Zach crosses over. The ball stolen away. Now the ball on the deck. Three or four people scrapping for it. And the Greyhounds steal it away. Into the forecourt. This is Bogan with it. Delfinko Bogan. Darius Thompson guarding him. Delfinko drives on him. Hangs, fires, missed it. Laros goes above the rim for the rebound. Hands it back over to Roundtree. Roundtree tripped at midcourt. A late call, but the right one. Delfinko Bogan has his third personal. And Sean Roundtree goes back to the free throw line, trying to make it a 10-point game once again. Roundtree hit both of them last time. Tree has 5 in the game. Tree steps to the stripe. It's just a 1-on-1. He's got to have the first to get the second. And here it is.
Nothing but net.
I don't even know if he has a pulse right now.
He is cool, isn't he?
He is. Sean Roundtree has six. And he looks like that all the time. He looks like that out getting out of bed in the morning,
yep,
brushing his teeth, in class. Let's set the lineup. Thomas, Thompson, Miller, Cuthbertson, Roundtree. The five on the floor for the Cardinals, who lead by nine, 55-46. 4:10 remaining in the second half. Roundtree's second free throw, dead solid, perfect. And he's got seven. 56-46. It's Mack by 10. Here's the left wing, Better. Better drives in. Floats, fires from the left baseline, missed it. Thomas has the rebound. And they whistle him for a travel.
Boy, I just saw him just come down.
I'm not sure. Maybe he stepped on the baseline, but no.
That's what I thought they were going to call. I thought he stepped on the baseline, but they're saying he traveled.
Yeah. Bubbly basketball, left of the bucket along the baseline. Jabari Antwine to put it in play. Bounces it in to Better. Better rises up. Missed it. Got his own rebound. He's going to try it again. The ball slapped away from him and out of bounds. He touched it last.
Yeah, nice. Again, nice job. Ben Ray on the defense.
Just nothing free all night, Kevin. Nothing free all night. 56-46. Mack leads it by 10. And Mobley gambled for the steal, but lost it out of bounds. And the Cardinals will put it in play right in front of the Greyhound bench. It's Miller to do so. The 5'7 Miller trying to throw it over the 6'5 Jackson. And Miller gets it back out after the inbound. Looks for the bounce pass over to Thompson. The ball is on the deck, and Mobley stole it again. But now here's Cuthbertson surfing with his back on top of Harper Baker. And the alternate possession arrow gives it to Mack. It looked like a for sure Mobley steal. Morgan checks in for Miller. And in a game like this, a near turnover gets to the hook.
Harper Baker lost a shoe on that. Still hasn't got it on yet.
And with Zach diving on him, he may have broken a rib too. 56-46. The largest lead for Mack tonight has been 11. They've got a chance to go up 12 and maybe 13 right here. 56-46. The Cardinals on top, 3:41 remaining in the second half. Sean Roundtree stands left of the bucket along the baseline. He's got Morgan and Thompson in the corners, Cuthbertson and Thomas in the paint. And they get it into Cuthbertson, now work it back out to Darius Thompson. Thompson lobs it to Thomas. Thomas between the circles now. Now they find Roundtree. Roundtree on the left wing extended. He backs it out to half court. 3:27 remaining in the second half. 56-46, Roundtree, give and go. Got that shot.
Wow.
Roundtree, give and go. A perfect pinpoint pass by Darius Thompson. The finish from Tree, and he's going to the free throw line looking for more. 58-46, largest lead of the night for the Cardinals.
Well, you can't say that enough. More than the game gets on the line, this kid just rises to the top.
The game gets on the line. This team rises to the top, led by this kid,
yeah,
Sean Roundtree.
That's right. It's a good way to put it.
Roundtree misses the free throw. He's got nine. A nifty spin move to get into the paint there by Antwine. Now, Thomas put an umbrella up above him on the shot, but the foul came underneath from Roundtree.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the best volleyball spikes you'll ever see, but unfortunately he was fouled kind of, like you said, underneath there by Roundtree.
I've got nine blocks by Mack tonight. And at the free throw line goes Antwine. 58-46. Mineral Area College leads by 12. The free throw rattles home for Jabari Antwine. He's got eight. Morgan out, Miller in. 58-47. Mack leads by 11. 3:16 remaining. Antwine's second free throw is perfect. 9 points for Antwine. And full court pressure by the Greyhounds. Miller can run the baseline if he wants. He bounces it into Thompson. And Thompson's going to let this thing go out of bounds. And the referee says that he touched it last. If you're in doubt, you got to grab it.
Well, I was going to say, he just let that roll out. He kind of went over the top of it and let it roll out because he was sure it went off Moberly. But the ref saw it differently.
Diallo in. Miller out. 58-48.
Oh, no. There's a technical now.
Back by 10.
I think on Culperson.
Well, that's the very, very last thing that you want. 58-48. Mac by 10. And the official, I see the officials talking to each other. And I saw one of the officials raise an elbow.
Yeah,
as
like
if that was that's what they were looking at. So boos all around. But if, in fact, there was an elbow thrown with no action going, that's certainly the right call. So the technical foul whistled against Mac. But the last thing you want is anything to give Moberly a spark right now.
No, I agree. I mean, you got a 10-point lead with 3:14. I mean, that's nice to have. But boy, game is still in doubt. I mean, you can't let anything. So that's going to be not only a possibly a 2-point swing, but then they're going to get possession. This could be a 5-point game now coming out of this possession.
Yeah, it's possible. Out of the free throw line, Antwine hits the first one. He's got 10. And he goes back to the line, and now he's got 11. So it's an 8-point game. 3:14 remaining in the second half. 58-50. Mack leads it by 8, and Moberly's got the basketball. And as you said, Kevin, they can trim it to 6 and maybe 5. Antwine, head of the circle, over to the right wing. That's Bogan. Bogan slashing through down the left side of the lane, kicks it to the left corner, a 3 for a 5-point game. Missed it! Jackson comes up empty, and the rebound grabbed by the Cardinals. Under 3 minutes to play. A bouncer to Thomas out between the circles. Now it's Roundtree over on the left wing. Tree's got it on the left wing. Streggy really giving the referee the business. Saw something that he didn't like. Now here's Jabril Diallo driving it in. Kicks to the left corner. A drive by Thompson. Thompson drives in. This is to Thomas, and Thomas goes up and hammers it in. Mack by 10 once again, 60-50. The Cardinals lead the Greyhounds. 2 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in regulation. Brandon Better, a little pocket pass to Baker. Over to the right wing, triple in the air, missed it. Thomas goes above the rim for the rebound. Hands it over to Roundtree. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. 60-50. Mack leading Moberly, fourth ranked in the country. Unbeaten at 19-0. Thomas, head of the circle, hands it off to Diallo. Diallo backs it out. He's at the half-court stripe. It's Thomas with the basketball now. Guarded tightly over to the right wing, Diallo. 1 minute, 47 seconds remaining in regulation. Mineral Area College with a 10-point lead. A drive by Diallo. Here's Cuthbertson down. Cuthbertson going to back it out. Looks for an alley, looks for a drive. Nothing there. Back cut Diallo. Cuthbertson picks it up. Works it over to Thompson. And Mack now milking the clock with no shot clock available in this game. Thompson drives it to the right corner. Cuthbertson backs up, works it to Roundtree. 1:20 remaining in this ball game. Moberly must foul now. Now they finally double-team Roundtree. He dribbles out of traffic and is whistled for a double dribble. That's a rough call.
That is a rough call. The only advantage is I mark we had possession at 2:05, and then we're down to 1:12, so at least we did burn off quite a bit of time there.
Brandon Better has it on the left wing, covered up, 3, and he hit it.
That kid is tough.
What a shot maker.
You just can't let him shoot, you know.
He's got 11. That's his third triple of the game. And 60-53 is the score, but we are under 1 minute to play. For the Cardinals, it's pretty simple. Don't turn it over. Hit some free throws. Thompson on the run to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson drives in, and he missed the layup. Now Moberly has it on the rebound, coming the other way to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson bounces to Antwine. Antwine slashing through. Hits the runner. He's got 13, and all of a sudden, we've got a 5-point game with 42 seconds left. Cuthbertson in the backcourt, picks the dribble up, floats it across to Diallo. Diallo in the backcourt now, steps through a double team, and foul.
Finally.
35 seconds left. and the Cardinals lead by five. But don't rest yet. Diallo has two shots upcoming. The first one is, of course, big. But if he can hit them both, Kevin, he would make it a three-possession game.
Yeah, these would be huge. I tell you what, how about these fans that maybe haven't got to see the Mac Cardinals play all year and they heard about this big game that came out tonight and they're getting to witness a heck of a special game here.
Diallo hits the first and Mac leads by six, 61-55. Here's the big one from Jabril. He can make it a three-possession ball game and a seven-point lead, and that's exactly what he does. Diallo with eight, Mac by seven, 62-55. Brandon Better in the forecourt. Better pulls up, head of the circle, covered up three, missed it. Rebound, fought four. And it's covered up by Mineral Area College. Roundtree up the floor to Diallo. Diallo drives toward the hole and lays it in! 64-55. Mineral Area College by nine. 16 seconds left. The fans know that it's coming. A drive into the lane, and the layup missed by Baker. The ball on the deck, 8 seconds left. Roundtree's fouled.
Wow.
Wow, the fans are rising to their feet. Yeah.
Everybody in the building knows what a special victory this is going to be for Luke Strege and the Mineral Area College Cardinals. A monumental matchup between two teams who combined have done nothing but win over 39 combined games, ranked fourth and sixth in the country. And the Cardinals are on the brink of the victory. 7 seconds left. Roundtree to the free throw line. And he hits the first. Roundtree's got 10. And the lead is 10. 65-55. The Moberly Greyhounds are 13 points below their lowest scoring output of the season. A team that averages nearly 92 points a game. The Cardinals have held to 55. Roundtree, free throw, stuck it in. 11 for Tree, and that's the lead. 66-55. Mac on top. 7 seconds left. The Greyhounds with a basketball. Antwine up the floor. Better for three. Got it. Brandon Better with 14. But it's only cosmetic. 66-58.
Wow.
Mineral Area College stays undefeated. Blackjack for the Cardinals, 21-0. And they send the Moberly Greyhounds down to defeat for the first time all year long. And the Cardinals get a leg up in Region 16. Congratulations to Luke Strege, the Mineral Area College Cardinals, and all the fans that came out tonight and rocked the field house. Your post-game show in 2 minutes on KRAI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important.
That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neurobank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neurobank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neurobank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurobank.com to learn more. Neurobank, member FDIC.
A tremendous win for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. They're 21-0, and they beat the fourth-ranked Moberly Greyhounds, who came into this ballgame at 19-0 on the season. Let's recap the scoring for you now as the Greyhounds get 14 points for Brandon Better. He was held down most of the night. He hit some shots late. 13 for Marquell Jackson. Delfinko Borgens goes 4. Leonard Harper Baker with 8. Jabari Antwine had 13. Anthony McIntosh with a pair, and DeMarco Owens has 4. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led tonight by Darius Thompson with 13 points. 10 points for Devin Thomas. 11 for Sean Roundtree. Zach Cuthbertson scores 10. Jabril Diallo with 8. 4 for Mark Laros. Lamar Morgan had 3. Amar Miller with 3 as well. And just a terrific night of college basketball, Kevin. We set the stage early on. What were the stakes? I don't know. Region 16 wasn't in the balance. Nothing was really in the balance. But, you know, you get to the end of the season, and maybe you have an at-large bid. You get to the end of the season, maybe you need another victory to win the region. Maybe this is it. I mean,
I agree. I mean, you want to be ranked as high as you can, and you need to have some key wins. Well, they don't really get much bigger than the top five team, the fourth-ranked team in the country, to get a key win. So, yeah, you're right. When it comes to – is this the most important win? Well, maybe not, because when it comes down to region, you definitely want to try to win those as well. But this is still big.
I don't know if the field house has ever been better.
I loved it. I tell you why. It wasn't this fun, and it'd be nice to have this. We got some more, big region games coming up. It'd be nice to have the fans pack the bob like they did tonight.
It's a game midway through region play, but this felt like a postseason game. The atmosphere, kind of the stakes of the undefeated teams, the intensity that we saw on the floor, just felt like a postseason game to me.
It was a lot of fun, and one thing we kind of talked a little bit about is, they had the shot clock issues tonight, which with or without the shot clock issues, I strongly believe Mac still wins that game. Did they take advantage of that a little bit? A little bit down the stretch. There was a few possessions they went over the 30 seconds, but definitely was not a reason that Mac won this game.
No, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. But for the Mineral Area College Cardinals at 21-0, you look at, three of their last five games go to overtime against teams that, if you're a top five team, maybe you should have taken care of. So, what will happen when you really get challenged by this great ball club? Well, Mac, quite simply, hasn't been better all year. The defensive intensity we saw in the first 10 minutes when they allowed only two field goals over the first 10 minutes by a Moberly Greyhound team that averages over 91 points a game.
These Mac Cardinals were everywhere. I've never seen the defensive tenacity. And like you pointed out, especially in that first 10 minutes of this game. But they were able to keep it going throughout. And, just created havoc and didn't give any shooting lanes or any passing lanes or any driving lanes. They had it all shut down tonight.
They surely did. And they held Moberly, a tremendous team, to 10 points lower than their lowest scoring output in any single game this season. Luke Strege joining us on the post-game show. And well, what fun we had tonight with this.
Woo!
Hey, you got some
I got it out that time.
You did. Way to go. Great victory, Coach. Great victory.
Thank you.
What a fun night. What a fun environment. Oh. And that locker room had to be fun. I bet your players are just beaming.
It was fun. I took my son in there. This is the cool thing that you get to do. I took my 9-year-old in there. And I knew they were going to soak me. So I put him in front of me. As a shield.
A human shield?
And they still didn't care that he got soaked. And you should have saw the smile on his face. Like, that's the awesome part. Like, you get to do really cool things through basketball. I've seen countries and continents and stuff that just through this game, which is amazing. This is one that I'll remember. And the reason we won this game is because of that crowd. there were times, I'll tell you what, going into halftime, our guys were a little quiet. And then they come back out in front of these fans who were amazing and carried us and absolutely got us to the win because our guys didn't get tired. You could see Zach a couple times was just looking at me like, Coach, I need one. And then I think he'd look up and go, I'm good. And Darius the whole time was like, I'm good, I'm good. So, you know, the players did it. But that crowd gets us that W.
And I noticed that right after the game, as you finish with the layup line, that's who you turn to. You turn to the crowd and thank them. That was a good move. I like that.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to pay for that when I go up to Moberly from Pat. But listen, it's a little bit of that was a little bit selfish because it was the promises that I made when I came here 2 years ago that we would get this back to where, like, Coach Seek and Coach Gray had it. When I hear that the place was packed and what a great place this was to play a game and stuff like that, I had to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. And I told him we would do that at some point. I didn't know what happened this fast, but we would do that. So that was just a thank you is what it was. I wasn't trying to show anybody up. I'm sure Moberly saw me do it, and that's okay. But that was a thank you to this community for everything that they've done for me and my family so far. And just how proud and happy we are to be here at Mineral Area.
Let's talk defense. You held the Moberly Greyhounds, fourth-ranked team in the country, averaging 91 points a game, to 10 points lower than their lowest scoring output of the entire year, 58 points. And in the first half, over the first 10 minutes, the Greyhounds had 2 field goals.
They don't get second shots.
Wow.
And you don't turn it over. They struggle to score. And then what happens is we just kind of got them out of the rhythm a little bit because they couldn't get turnovers and they couldn't make shots, with that, which then gets them into their press. And then you turn it over and then they bully you is what they do. So, our guys, even at halftime, we talked about they scored 26 points. I think they had 9 at the line, maybe an 8 on second shots. So in the half court, they might have scored 9-10 points in the first half. So if we could eliminate second shots and we could value the basketball and stop fouling and just stay in front, that we could hold them to maybe 20 in the second half. And now they scored 29, but they didn't get 30 points in either half, which is, I mean, that's how you win. When you get in a big-time basketball game, you've got to defend. Because offensively, we weren't great because they're a really good defensive team. We just were able to make some plays. The crowd was just anything I could have asked for, and just a lot of fun.
It was you've mentioned this so many times throughout the year, but I want to make mention of it again because without this factor, maybe this doesn't happen. It was such an egoless victory. I mean, your leading score in beating the fourth-ranked team in the country is 13 points. I mean, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
They just wanted to win. They wanted to win. So it was you know, that's our group. That's what we preach from day one. That's your culture, right? You get here and you talk about being unselfish and taking care of each other. And a group of brothers who just want to win. And they took care of it tonight.
I almost always will talk about the performance of a few individuals that we point out. I don't think I'm going to tonight. I didn't think it was about that.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought it was about the team. I thought it was about how everything you guys did was just for the win. You did mention it. You said, okay, stakes are high, undefeated records on the line, be a great win. It doesn't define the season, but no. It sure feels good, doesn't it?
Feels great. Listen, this is a lot of fun. This is just one game, right? We still got 9 more really tough ones. You know, we've got a bullseye on our back, so we're going to take every team's best game. Wednesday, we got a really good team coming in here. But it's neat what this group has been able to do for this community and stuff. So this is selfish as well. But before the game, we met with a boys' ranch that's just outside of Park Hills, of 15 kids who, are at this place, no parents, a couple autistic kids, just whatever. And me and a couple players went up there and talked to them about our guys and how they've gone through difficulties and how they've gotten to this point, and there's no one that can tell you what you can or can't do. And this team believes that there's nothing they can't do. They get down 4 or 5 points and they're gonna win. You can't tell them that they're gonna lose. Moberly makes a run at halftime and they still knew that they were gonna win. you know, this one is for the fans that were here tonight and those 15 young guys who helped inspire me this morning or this afternoon before the game. And, you know, our guys are fighting for you.
Congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Thank you.
Luke Streggy joining us on our post-game show. We keep hitting milestones with this team, Kevin, and it's so fun to do. Being around the program as long as you had, and you're part of the history as a player and a fan. You work here at the college as well. It's got to be in the top few moments, doesn't it?
Oh, I think so. That was huge. You know, I don't recall a team beating a top four team. I mean, that the records aren't readily available on all that, but in my recollection, I can't remember much of a bigger win than that, you know, especially right now in the regular season.
Nope. All right. Let's close it up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Moberly Greyhounds come in here undefeated, and they will go home with one loss on the year. We started out with women's basketball tonight, and the Mineral Area College Cardinals did fall in that ball game. They fall now to 9-10 on the year, 64-53, the final score in that one. But in the men's game tonight, these Mineral Area College Cardinals stared down an undefeated fourth-ranked team in the country, and they beat them by 8, 66-58. Behind smothering defense, the fact that they play together as one unit, and a crowd that never let them rest. Your final score for the final time. Mac wins it, 66-58. My thanks to Kevin Thurman and also Christian Cooper. Back in the studio, I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
We're open.
What's open?
Blake's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Flig's.com.
Flig's Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Flig's Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Flig's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledding.